for another fantabulous episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs and security, show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show today.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington's Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed dense envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Please join Don and Mike for a beautiful weekend of Las Vegas-style shows. For the first time ever, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show does a two-nighter out west. It's at Paul Quinn College.
No, Barry, it's in Sacramento.
God damn it. I'm cutting a f***ing spot, Tony. Let's try this here again. One more time. Friday, April 27th at the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater at 8 p.m. And on Saturday, the 28th, the very next night, they perform in Reno, of course, at the beautiful Silver Legacy Resort Casino City Center Pavilion. It will be one hell of a sexy time. And ladies are always welcome. Stay tuned to your local Don and Mike Love Network affiliate station to find out how to get your tickets now.
Barry, that was great.
Fuck this shit. Tony, I don't need this bullshit.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you guys don't like when those news reporters go to the post office and start asking all those idiotic questions?
No, it's idiots interviewing idiots.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. If you don't like it, why don't y'all just change the channel?
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right.
You are the weakest thing.
All right.
You are the weakest thing. Goodbye.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or Jerome could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, he's been back for a couple of days.
I love having him back.
He's back from the pile of rocks.
Oh, thank you.
Crown of thorns on his beautiful head. He's got a mullet, you know.
Are you not kidding?
Son of God. You may know him as JC. We know him as Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You are the weakest thing. Bye.
You know, frankly, I'm surprised Phil showed up today.
Why?
Well, I called him this morning and he said I had to talk to his booking agent. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Red Sox Optimism and all the ships at sea.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, let them push your head. The Don and Mike Show.
Push the head down. Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's a new episode here on this Tuesday, April 17.
All right.
I've got so much stuff to start the show here with today. We've got the tapes of the TV coverage from both New York and D.C., and I think maybe from Baltimore as well. The inane tax night coverage from last night.
Yeah, tax night took a back seat on a couple of stations to cold weather.
Yeah. We've also got the fan of the week.
We'll be announcing that shortly.
Very good.
Great letter written about us in the Seattle newspaper.
Oh.
The Secret Jesus today. Well, by the time this show airs tonight on WNEW, we'll probably already have a Secret Jesus winner. The mall, of course, as we discovered with 5 minutes left in yesterday's show, is in Long Island, not in New Jersey.
Garden City, Long Island.
Because we, in fact, are rubes.
Right.
We are morons. We are dopes. We are idiots.
We're advertising the fact that we're not from there.
Right. But what the hell? At least we're honest about the fact we're dopes.
Right. Yep.
So we should have a Secret Jesus winner today. And our mystery guest... I don't want to badmouth the mystery guest.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it certainly would be premature to do something like that. I don't want to badmouth the mystery guest, and I'm not going to badmouth the mystery guest, because the mystery guest might just have to change his schedule around so that he can join us tomorrow.
Right. Ooh. So we might have to wait until he doesn't show up tomorrow.
Or the mystery guest might actually show up today. But
and if he does, we'd be very pleased.
Yeah, great. But we got a mystery guest coming in, someone who's never been on the show before.
We're very excited about the mystery guest, if he shows.
You think there'll be a great dynamic between the three of us if the mystery guest actually shows?
It would be unique. I know a lot of people would go, whoa.
Yeah. Well,
that would be the reaction. They would go, whoa.
Yeah. He had confirmed, the mystery guest had confirmed he would come here today and be on the show. And at the last moment, the people, the handlers for the mystery guest called and said, the mystery guest has been traveling recently and would rather call the show than come in. Yeah. But once you find out who the mystery guest is, you'll understand why we are demanding the mystery guest come here and look at us face to face in the eye.
We require personal contact.
Got to happen. Okay, so we might have the mystery guest today. It might be tomorrow. And then after that, all bets are off.
Amen.
Now, listen, I want to get this in about some affiliate news. You know, next weekend we're going to be out on the West Coast. Friday night we will be in Sacramento at the Amphitheater.
The Amphitheater.
Amphitheater. Like Tampa Theater. The Amphitheater. It seats 17,500 people.
Wow.
And then on... Saturday night, we're going to be at a casino in Reno, and I want to address both situations right up front for the people listening in those towns.
Good.
If you got screwed by the fact that we were canceled by Harrah's when we were supposed to be in Reno last month,
right?
Here's the deal. If you got your wristband that you used to get into the show, you're golden. Just show up at the show with the wristband, and you're going to get in, because... the room that Harrah's had for us seated 1,000 people.
Right.
The new joint that we're going to be at seats 2,500.
Oh, no problem.
A nice room. So there's double the size. Don't worry about it. You can either take your wristband down to the radio station, the Buzz in Reno, or you can just show up the day of the event with your wristband, and you'll get in.
We're looking forward to some mighty big crowds out there in Sac Reno.
Now, frankly, the Sacramento situation is one that I don't understand, because they've booked us in the largest joint we'll have ever played.
Right.
Capacity, 17,500.
Wow.
Frankly, I'm scared about that. I think we should do what the game shows in Los Angeles do, where they actually have people out on the corner with tickets going, hey, hello, how would you like to see the filming of a television show?
Well, the good thing about this place is that while the capacity is 17,500, like many of these places, it's almost double the capacity with lawn seating.
Now,
so that's the good news. I mean, I know you're concerned about filling the seat.
No. Let me get to my point, though.
Right.
My point is, the place seats 17,500. KHTK is giving away the tickets like 25 at a time,
right?
Because they got a tie-in with Carl's Jr.
Okay,
where they want people like rats on crack, where they're going to announce, okay, we're going to be at this Carl's Jr., so come on out and get your tickets. And I don't want to throw a fly in the ointment here. We're glad to have Carl's Jr. as a sponsor. You know, I love their hamburgers. I'm
one of your favorite. You've sung the praises of that for as long as I've known you.
I make Mike stop at Carl's Jr. when we go out to the West Coast.
We come out of L.A. Airport. We got to go right to Carl's.
Right by where they got the live news, right there on the left-hand side of the road.
Right across from LAX.
Santa Monica Boulevard, there is a Carl's Jr. We always stop and eat there. So having said that, I love Carl's Jr., and you can go to Carl's Jr. and get a ticket. Also want to say, if you want to just show up at the amphitheater on Friday night, like for any of our shows, you'll be able to get in.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
Yeah, you don't have to do the jump through the hoop stuff that the local affiliate KHTK is asking you to do.
Sure.
I mean, now they might have some deal where they've got these quote unquote VIP seats.
Well, also though, I just want to put a warning on that you know they are going to have. It is a place like any of these pavilions where you have to probably go through some turnstiles to get in there.
Yeah, so get, you know, it's like any time we do a show. We generally, when we do a show around here mm-hmm. in our backyard, we never give away tickets. We just announce where we're going to be.
Right.
We say, show up, you know, first come, first serve. Place holds 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people. Get there early, you'll get in, and, mm-hmm. and you won't have a problem.
I would think with 17,500, you know, capacity, everybody that wants to go would be able
yeah,
to go.
I think so.
I would think.
And I think
and if you know, and if that's not the case,
then we got
to think about charging
yeah,
for these things.
We got to renegotiate. And if KHTK wants to get, I understand why they do this, and they want people to go to Carl's Jr. and they want them to go to the various locations. Mm-hmm. But the 17,000 people, this place holds 17,500 people. Show up, and you'll be able to get in.
Amen.
I promise. And as far as the VIP crap goes, and this is something that both these radio stations are doing, where they're supposed to be giving away super special VIP seating, mm-hmm. I think all that really means is that maybe you'll be in the first 20 rows. So, if that's important to you, then...
It is important to a lot of people.
Then mm-hmm. then play the game that the station wants you to
right.
play. Then, you know, go out and drive to the whatever the fast food place is
sure.
and do what they want. But in both cases, just show up at the event... the night of the event, and you'll get in.
It'll be fantastic.
You'll get in. And if you've got a wristband, if you were from Sacramento and you went to Reno mm-hmm. and you didn't get into that show, mm-hmm. show the wristband at the door. You're going to get in.
Right.
Same deal in Reno. Okay? Everybody's on the honor system here, mm-hmm. but there's plenty of room for everybody. I just don't understand why KHTK is doling out. We've got 17,000 seats to fill. And they're giving away like 20 tickets at a time at Carl's Jr.
It's like the shortage of Furbies. They're creating demand.
Yeah,
that's what it's about. Yeah, right.
That's okay. Create demand, but I don't want to get there and have no. 75 people be at the show because they're the only people who got in the car to go to Carl's Jr. When...
Yeah, it'll feel real empty if that's the case. But you know what? I'm not worried about Sacramento. I'm not worried about Reno. It's out there. There's just a demand for the show out there, and I think we're going to be just fine.
It just goes against the heart of what we set up to do these shows. If the core of what we're doing, we say we show up. We're not going to charge you to get in. Mm-hmm. You just come out, and that's it. Have a good time. Enjoy right. the show.
Exactly.
So if you don't want to do all the crap the stations want you to do, just show up. And you'll get in.
It's that easy.
And if you've got a wristband because you were loyal before and you didn't get into the show, bring your wristband to either show.
And in the event
you get in.
And in the event that there are 17,500 people there and they can't fit any more people, I would like to tell everyone in Sacramento that the next time we come out there will be a $5 cover charge. Thank you very much.
$5 per finger. That's the case if 17,500 people show up.
Amen.
Wow. Okay? So... that's it. That's all the business out of the way.
There you go.
My lead story today has to be this, that this dude from the West Wing,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Sorkin, this guy's busted for carrying mushrooms.
Right.
Now, people get high.
He's probably the most creative writer on television.
Yeah, he's good.
Well, and now you know why.
Yeah.
I mean, people get high with a lot of stuff, but to get high with mushrooms, I don't know. And I've got a bunch of questions. First, how did they know to look through this dude's bag to find the mushrooms? I don't think that there are mushroom-sniffing dogs at the airport.
Mushrooms, you don't hear about mushrooms like you did back in the late 70s.
No. And second, what's so funny, when I read the report in the newspaper, Aaron Sorkin, blah, 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 was arrested, spent time in the Burbank Jail.
Yes.
Ah! And I'm so sorry.
Where all the celebrities go.
No, it's like it's Buzz's jail.
Named in my honor.
Can you imagine that? You go, I.
Burbank Memorial Prison.
What's she in for?
I.
Shrooms? Why?
Naturally.
Come on.
You think he,
Here's your room.
You think he chews on a few of those mushrooms before he writes an episode of The West Wing, Buzz?
A lot of writers have turned to drugs, have used drugs in their creative process. It wouldn't surprise me. Anything's possible. But he's a genius writer.
Hi.
Too smart for his own good.
I'm your warden, Buzz. Welcome to Burbank Prison. Now, in each cell I have a captain's chair
and a bun,
and you're gonna get surround sound. I don't have DVDs because I don't have all the cables.
If you have any questions, call me here at Burbank Jail.
All we ask when you're in Burbank Jail is that you follow our simple rules. On Saturdays we shop. And we clean.
Yeah. We organize.
We organize. Mm-hmm. We take our CDs and we file them alphabetically.
Once a year, we take a very special field trip to Kansas.
When you're listening to a CD in your cell, what you'll want to do is take this little plexiglass stand so you can display the CD cover so the guards walking by will know the CD you're listening to.
Every cell will have a nude picture of my wife.
It's an oil painting.
No extra charge. No extra charge. Of course, there'll be prints. They won't be the original. That's the warden's office. Me. I like that. I'm Buzz.
And it's my prison. It's the Burbank Jail.
It's nice.
Now, you're going to be in the shroom part of the jail. We've got other people in the weed part. We've got other people in the heroin part. You're in the shroom part of the jail.
You're the shroom room and the snack shack.
Right.
Taxpayers will be paying the cartoon silly price, $10.99 a night for all of my prisoners at the Burbank Jail.
Hi. This is Buzz. Welcome to my jail.
Buzz Burbank for the Burbank Jail.
When you're released, sign the guest book. Look right there. Robert Downey Jr. was recently in.
Yes, he was.
Great.
Enjoyed his stay at the Burbank Jail.
Talented extra. Now, I know that you'll be wondering about some of the cable channels. Channel number 5 shows Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Channel number 6, Ally McBeal.
But remember, 10 o'clock. Lights out, naturally.
No sports.
Right. No, sorry.
No sports.
No.
There is a channel with Andrew Blake pornography 24 hours a day. And this is the most important rule of the Burbank Jail. When you're visited by family and friends, please, no strollers.
Yeah. It's a rule.
Naturally. Hi, Aaron. I'm Buzz. Welcome to the Burbank Jail.
Notice my picture on the side of a building, and I'm on all the stationery. I like that. It's nice.
Because I'm nice.
I'm Buzz Burbank, the Burbank Jail.
My prisoners have told me this is the finest jail they've ever been in. They say it's nice because I'm nice.
I'm nice at the Burbank Jail.
Please, when you put your clothes in the closet, and now I'm going just on past memory of being to Buzz's house.
Go ahead.
Please make sure if you have a variety of red shirts, they're all dry cleaned and pressed and in the closet together. Red shirts, blue shirts, white shirts, dungarees, pressed, creased, on hangers, next to each other. Shoes in the shoe trees, all of them lined up neatly.
I like that. It's nice.
Because we don't have kids, so we can be neat here in the Burbank Jail.
We take our field trip to Kansas, we'll transport you in a Hendrick Honda.
When we go to Kansas, you'll meet Pop.
Right.
He loves me.
Mm-hmm. He'll have a bun for you.
He told me on the radio he loves me.
A warm bun. No, it won't be warm. It's a bun.
And an egg.
One egg and a bun.
If you're lying, he'll let you drive his pickup truck. Because I'm Buzz.
Please don't ask me any questions because you'll get my pat answer if I see you in the hallway of the prison. That answer is I don't know.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Aaron, have a wonderful time. And we have another rule at the Burbank Jail. No underpants. Sorry. At any time. Wear your dungarees, but no underpants.
Wow.
There's a Taiwan basket in every room for relations with your wife.
That's fine. You can all use the Taiwan basket because the Taiwan basket is nice. I like that. Things that are nice.
Because I'm nice.
Because I'm nice.
Here at the Burbank Jail.
The Burbank Jail. I'm Buzz Burbank. Call me here.
warden's office. Shroom room. At the Burbank jail.
So I wonder how many of the other cast members on the West Wing are enjoying mushrooms. I bet Martin Sheen chews on a few of them.
Yeah, probably all.
I saw Apocalypse Now. You bet he was doing mushrooms then.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. But how funny is that? The Burbank jail.
Burbank jail.
Lockdown. Okay, here we go with, I believe we need a fanfare, Robbie, because we have the Don and Mike Fan of the Week.
Fantastic.
We love saluting the people who listen to the show, and every once in a while, we don't do this every week, but we do have a Fan of the Week occasionally.
Somebody who has demonstrated an understanding and a love of the show that cannot be matched by the average listener.
Hold on, before you call her up, let me read the letter. And this is a letter that was printed in a Seattle newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is in the letters to the editor section.
Oh. Very good.
And the title, it says on the top, KRKO Radio, afternoon filled with filthy smut.
Ah, very good.
Printed in the newspaper. Dear sir, the April 8th Associated Press story, FCC lays out indecency rules for broadcasters, reminds me of my concern about KRKO Seattle, the afternoon programming and the filthy, pornographic utterances spewed from the mouths of the hosts, Don and Mike. Upon entering my car one day, I turned my dial to KRKO to receive the local news. And what should fall upon my unbelieving ears? The voices of two of Satan's imps.
Whoa!
Filling the airways with filthy conversation not fit for human ears.
Satan's imps.
Coming home from my game of Mahjong at the Marysville Senior Center, again I switched on for the news. Once more, the smut from the mouths of the two imps fell on my ears. I later learned they are the main menu daily on KRKO's afternoon program agenda. Of all of the interesting programs and topics they could offer the public, why did they continue to proffer such tripe, especially during the hours when it can fall upon the ears of children? Satan is surely hard at work trying every which way to gain his kingdom.
God.
Wake up, people. How much longer before God says, enough?
Wow.
And then she writes her name.
Hmm.
And she loves the show. So what I'm going to do is call her up here,
present her with the award. Obviously, a religious
one. You would think
one.
That we are calling to give her a hard time. That's not true.
We
present these letters with the listener of the week. Now, Rob, you pick it up, please.
Do you think because she's a senior, we could send chicken?
Oh, sure. Old people love chicken.
They do.
And this is the Don and Mike Show listener of the week, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Don and Mike Show listener of the week.
We'd like to
give her a gift.
We read the letter in the newspaper.
Hi, Mabel. My name is Rob. I'm calling from a radio show in Washington, D.C., the Don and Mike Show, and congratulations, you're our listener of the week.
Rob's jaw is drawing.
Rob actually had his
jaw dropping. You mustn't be upset. We're including that very letter. We'd like for you to come on so we can congratulate you on being our listener of the week. Would you come on the air with us?
Tell her we just read the letter.
We just read the letter on our show. We're delighted with it.
I'm old broad. You know what she should be? She should be one of my leisure camps. So she should be sewing buttons on shirts.
Yeah, but you're saying that off the phone. You wouldn't say that to her. To her, you would give her a prize.
Of course.
We could try to do better.
Tell her she can come on if she wants to tell us how to get better.
We'll clean up our act if you come on the air with us. Come on. It'll be fun.
Tell her she'll win a prize, for real.
She'll win a prize, for real. Are you sure? What if we give you just... that's sad for me.
What did she say?
She doesn't want to be connected with us in any way whatsoever.
Well, too late. She wrote a letter to the newspaper.
You know, you really are connected to us because you wrote a letter to us in the newspaper.
How about if she just gets 30 seconds uninterrupted to tell people how bad the show is?
What if we gave you 30 uninterrupted seconds to give your viewpoint on our air? I know people would listen to you.
Tell her Satan dares her.
I feel a little guilty.
Jesus. Ask her if she'd like
to... Are you not going to come on the air with us at all?
Tell her Satan's imps would like to have her on.
You know, the next time you're going to have your name in the paper,
Hello?
Bob almost got nasty there.
Almost got
the Minister of Hate, you were going to say the obituary.
Come on, now, tell me, get on the mic. Tell us what this broad's voice sounded like. And how old did you estimate you? So this was not a goof letter, right?
No, that voice smelled to be about 70.
Ah, very good.
All and right. Her goal in life is to get our pornographic stuff off radio and television. And she's very upset with KRKO.
I see.
She doesn't want to have anything to do with us, and she wanted to know if I felt guilty.
Very good.
I do.
So it was a lovely conversation.
I'd like to call her back someday. Maybe not today, though.
All right, well,
just to finish up, the obituary.
If you're listening, Mabel, the old piece of Jurassic bones and water and flesh.
You missed out on some chicken.
I'm going to take a big turd on your grave. What do you think about that?
There you go.
Afternoons filled with filthy smut.
I can't imagine that.
I am proud to be one of Satan's imps.
Satan's imps.
That's
new.
That's why we had to call to see if this letter was on the level.
Yeah, because Satan's imps, it sounded a little questionable.
Satan is surely hard at work trying every which way to gain his kingdom. Wake up, people.
Yes, the Satan's imps.
How are my imps doing today? Good morning.
All right, well, that's her name, Mabel, from Seattle.
Good call, Rob.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Yeah, see, because if we called her up, we'd have to do that whole bull-ass thing where we say, you know, do we have your permission to put your voice on the air? And
yeah, so we couldn't do that. And, of course, that's why Rob had to call first.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, imps are angels.
But she...
imps and cherubims are angels, and Satan has demons, so she gave you a nice compliment.
I don't understand.
Well, there's several different levels, I guess, in the Bible of angels, and imps are just the smallest of angels.
Oh, wonderful. So she called us angels.
Yeah, she did. So Satan has demons.
She, in fact, is the Don and Mike fan of the week.
Way to go.
Yes, she is.
What she's done, in essence, is on the opinion page of the Seattle newspaper there, she's given us a full-page ad.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mabel, thank you, baby.
And called you angels.
Yes. Thank you.
Satan's angels.
Thank you. Guys, have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Satan's imps. She can play all the mahjong she wants in your camp. That's
hello.
Right.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my radio imps.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a buddy that just got out of the Burbank jail, and he said that when you misbehave in the Burbank jail, you get solitary, and Buzz puts on a continuous loop of on a VCR of Mega Tour of Homes.
Mega Tour of Homes.
Our little brand of hell.
I tell you, you might not get rehabilitated in the Burbank jail, but you do come out with a good knowledge of real estate.
Welcome to the Burbank jail.
Now here's the Mega Tour of Homes. I hope you enjoy it.
Aaron Sorkin. It's the Shroom Room.
He's nice.
Like your show.
Nice show.
It's a good show.
I like that.
I don't like the shows Don and Mike like. I like the intelligence shows.
Like Ally McBeal.
I like the PBS.
The West Wing.
I like the Buffy.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Don and Mike show.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to tell you, you were worried about, I don't know where that lady was from, what planet. But anyway, out here in California, in Sacramento,
yeah.
You guys are big, 17,500. I went to four of the ticket drops trying to get VIP tickets.
Yeah.
And there are lines around the buildings, around the Carl Jr., I mean, the whole time from, you know, by 8 o'clock in the morning on. And so you're going to fill, I don't know if it'll fill 70,500. It's going to be close. You guys are bigger out here.
Well, I mean,
we
appreciate that. I just want everybody to know that you don't have to, you know, again, with no offense to Carl's Jr.
Right.
You don't have to drop everything you're doing and run to a hamburger stand every time the station wants you to, because if you want to just come on Friday night, you're going to be able to get in.
Sure.
Yeah. But we want to be close to the stage. We want to see you guys.
See, I understand. The nature of the show, I can understand why people want to be close to the stage.
Let me also say, though, that they're going to have the big screens up there.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, even if you are in the back, you're still going to be able to, whatever the equivalent is of Diamond Vision, they're going to have it there.
Good.
Jack Diamond Vision.
Because they're nice.
What's yeah, thank you very much.
Jack Diamond Vision.
My Jack Diamond Vision.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's the Limp Imps.
Hi.
Lucifer himself was an angel.
Right. Oh, was he an angel who fell from grace?
That's right. Well, that moron trying to connect you with angels, you know, calling you an imp or...
Yeah, no, listen, that's a beautiful letter. She's our fan of the week.
We're going to frame that letter. We really are.
Do you have her number?
Obviously we have her number. We just called her up.
Well,
maybe she meant to call you Satan's pimps.
Does she sound hot?
She sound hot, Ron?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
And a Clara Pellis in her way.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's the... Who's that? Who's the beef lady?
Where's the beef lady?
Oh, yeah, where's...
Later in her life, though, I think she might have said, who's the beef?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Jesus Christ here. Why don't you guys give up this whole Satan gig and come to my side?
Hey, Jesus, we're on your side, man. We know you have a sense of humor.
Now, listen, I give you water into wine... Streets of gold, and this is the way you repay me?
Well, I think this could be a little slice of hell right now if you get up there and Jesus sounds like this.
Christ.
Yeah, I don't want a whining Jesus. I want a Jesus who has, like, a voice like a game show announcer. You know what I mean?
I've always wanted Jesus to have a voice like Gregory Peck.
That's the real Jesus Christ?
No, that's the voice of God is Gregory Peck. That deep...
Track. Yeah, but when you get up there, isn't Jesus God, you know, the Holy Spirit? Aren't they all going to have the same voice pretty much?
No, I think God has... God has a much more distinctive voice.
So you would want a younger voice for the Jesus voice.
Yeah, a younger...
Like maybe Jim Lang?
From the dating game. I'm trying to think of someone.
Now, Bob and Carol, here are your grand prize winners.
Maybe a little Pat Sajak-y.
Oh, I know.
You know, something like that.
Not Jesus. Not the voice of Jesus. Pat say,
sure.
If I can have Chuck Woolery.
Non-offensive. All right. Maybe the Chuckster.
Chuck Woolery a little deeper.
And Pat
Sajak, a little...
Yeah, Tom Kennedy, maybe?
Nah, see, you go way too far back. I like to keep it modern era.
Oh, okay.
How about Louis Anderson?
Show me the pearly gates.
Or Bergeron.
Yeah, Tom Bergeron would be all right.
Give you a good voice of Jesus.
A little too smiley, though. I like my Jesus a little more serious.
Mm-hmm. A brooding Jesus?
But not brooding, serious. Tom Bergeron, a little too much of a smile.
No.
Not taking anything seriously, even the afterlife.
By the time you get up there, though, Jesus is one happy dude. Mm-hmm.
You like the voice of God, though, Gregory Peck?
Yes.
And
I like him with the flowing robe, and he's got the Merlin, the magician, you know, the big Santa Claus beard,
right?
You know, but Jesus, as far as I'm concerned, Jesus could be, you know, he could have his hair in a ponytail now.
Mm-hmm.
He could have a goatee. Mm-hmm.
A do-rag.
Yes, he could have a do-rag. He could have on an Armani suit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus could be...
How about a do-rag, a ponytail, and an Armani suit? Would that be a unique look?
Yes, Jesus could be styling and mm-hmm. profiling.
Maybe wearing that shirt that Scott the Dwarf wore yesterday?
No.
Or maybe a Deion Sanders hat.
I don't want either one. I don't want him wearing like a lavender Deion Sanders gangster outfit. I don't want him wearing something like... you know what? I'd be happy if Jesus was wearing a suit like Robert De Niro wore in Casino.
Uh-huh.
You know,
like maybe a peach-colored, simple three-button suit.
Yeah, where the shirt matches the tie.
Yeah.
Which matches
satin.
The jacket.
Peach tie, satin shirt,
and he
peach.
He comes out and he says, for the whole time you're here, your meal, your room, come.
That's what you're going to hear.
That's the Jesus I want. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I haven't been able to go to the ticket drops because I work all day, so I've pretty much given up any hope of getting into the amphitheater. But if I just show up, you're pretty sure I'll be able to get in?
Pretty sure. That's what we just said. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Pretty sure
okay,
is the operative term.
You know, unless 17,000 other people decided at the last moment to show up, but yeah, I'm sure you'd be able to get in.
Thank you.
Check your local stations.
Well, no, see, don't check them because they're going to tell you go to Carl's Jr.
Well, I thought you only go to Carl's Jr. for the VIP.
Mm-mm, they have more than the VIP. When you get to the Carl's Jr., they have a raffle for the VIP tickets. And everybody else...
17,000 tickets, what are they doing raffles for?
That was exactly my point. That I know they want to get traffic into the Carl's Jr. That's fine, but listen, the doors are going to be open.
Has anybody called KHTK to check in and
mm-hmm.
find out how many tickets they've moved so far?
Charles? Or actually, you know what, Rob? If you go back in the garbage,
yes.
In the tall garbage can by where Lisa is,
right.
I just threw it in there. It was an email that one of our listeners got back from the management team at KHTK.
Uh-huh.
Which they emailed them and said, hey,
Our favorite management team, incidentally. Next to here at the at WJFK in Washington, our favorite management team is KHTK.
And WNEW. Let's not make
them... WNEW, they count too. They're the you know, the dual management team.
Same dopes. Let's not leave them out. But yeah, KHTK, equally inept. You got it? Okay, here you go. That's it. Now, the guy emails to KHTK, our ticket's going to be available at the live Don and Mike show at the amphitheater April 27th. I sent you an email a few weeks ago. You indicated that tickets would be given away in Stockton, but after looking at the Carl's Jr.'s listed on your website, the only place outside Sacramento to get tickets is Vacaville? Vacaville? I never heard of it. I hope KHTK is not going to screw this up. And the response that he got back from KHTK says, everyone who shows up at the Don and Mike show will get in. There's not a bad seat, and there are giant video screens.
So you just show up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's, I wanted to make that announcement today. So I'm sure they're not announcing that on KHTK.
Get there early.
They, you know, yeah, right. That's the operative word. Get there early.
I think that's for everybody. I mean, the closer you want to get, the earlier you get there.
Whenever we do a show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
In every jail cell, you have a current edition of the Daily News and the New York Post. We can swap them.
This is Mike Landis.
You got me, Mike. Mike Landis.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you? I have a new job. I'm on the weekends now.
Aren't you Morris Jones sometimes?
Morris Jones is right here. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk to Morris Jones.
Okay, hold on. Morris, Don and Mike want to talk to you.
Hey.
Morris Jones. Don and Mike, how are you guys doing?
Hi, Morris.
Hey, we're bathing outside, sunbathing.
It's kind of cold, isn't it, Morris?
Yeah, the sun, you know. I need the sun for the tonight's 10 o'clock news right now.
Well, you got to work to get that to get that Channel 5 Anchorman look down. Hey, let me talk to Mike Landis again.
Hold on. Mike! Don and Mike want to talk to you. Mike Landis here.
Amazing.
Buzz?
Yes, Mike.
I'd love to see you.
I'd like to
see you again.
Like to see you again sometime.
Right. Let's go drink it sometime.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet.
Love you.
May we talk to Morris again?
Hold on.
This is funny as fuck.
Morris Jones here.
How you doing, Morris?
How you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm going to come to the Sacramento thing.
Hey, Morris?
Yes, sir.
Could you put Mike on the extension so we can talk to both of you?
Hold on. Mike Landis, Morris Jones here.
Both of them.
All right, good man.
We love you. Love you guys.
Up to the challenge.
Goodbye.
Love you.
Get out of here.
No, love you.
Get out of here. Oh, you know, it reminds me, we're going to be dissecting the local TV here in a second with the lame tax day stuff.
Nothing I enjoy more.
Did I tell you that the real Morris Jones called?
Yeah, and he wanted to come by.
Yeah. Hey, Broyhill. Was Charlie back there when you were there? What's his number upstairs? Is it 859?
Yeah.
Too busy watching his beard grow.
Oh, he's grown his hair now.
He's unshaven. No. He just goes neglectful.
Oh, I see.
Because he actually took the call from TV's Morris Jones.
Hello?
Who's this, Lisa?
Yes.
Are you in the upstairs office?
No. Phone forwarded down here.
Oh, do you know where he is?
No clue.
Well, he's only the producer of a show that's on the air right now.
Yeah, no big deal.
No big deal.
All right.
Bye. Sometime I'll get him to tell you the story about when Morris Jones called in.
Fascinating.
This guy we've been goofing on for 10 years does the 10 o'clock news.
With super alien hair.
Yeah. The guy is one weird-looking dude.
He is indeed. And whenever he wears that mock red turtleneck.
It's Dickie.
It's hysterical.
Anyway, he either got canned from Channel 5 or he quit from Channel 5.
Yeah.
And he called up because he wants to just come hang and do the show with us one day.
Wants to come down and just be Morris Jones.
Now, clear the lines for a call 100
like
at 877-365-3636. It's your shot at the big money right now with the secret sound.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I bet one of them was cold weather.
One was the slave boat.
Oh, the slave boat.
About the guys in Nigeria.
The empty slave boat.
Yeah.
Was it empty?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it wasn't empty. There were people on it, but there weren't like 200 kids on it.
Right. So it was hyped. Bad journalism again.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw the...
I didn't see it. I heard the initial story.
Might have been a decoy. It happens a lot. That ship just happened to be mostly empty.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So you think that there are other ships?
Oh, they definitely do, yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That blows me.
But there was like
the water. 1,000 journalists there waiting to see these 200 kids who were slaves.
Right.
Yeah. And the doors opened up and like 5 guys walked off the boat and that was it.
And the way I understand it, I mean, parents sell their kids for like $14.
Yeah.
And then they put them on, and they say they're going to go get an education, mm-hmm. And they just take them to different countries to work, you know, slave labor.
Yeah, it happens by the thousands.
Yeah. Wow. We're thinking about it.
Oh, God.
Now the birds get a little older, a little stronger. We're thinking, you know, $14. That's not bad money.
You're going to need some help.
That's sure. Not bad money. All right, here's Channel 4 last night in New York with their stupid tax day report.
America said yesterday to file their income tax returns this year. At this point, they have, though, less than 1 hour left. Tony Aiello joins us live now from the main post office. Where?
Okay, stop right there. Remember the name, Tony Aiello. If you're listening to us tonight on WNEW.
Right.
Tony, if there ever is a squeeze in budgets.
Yes.
At News Channel 4.
Watch out, Tony. Look over your shoulder.
You're the one who's getting fired.
Yeah, because they sent you down to the post office.
Tony. Everybody in the newsroom laughs at you. When the assignment sheet went up,
Tony got the post office.
The guy who had to go to the New York car show laughed at you. He said, look at this. He's covering the morons at the post office.
All right, here's Tony.
The midnight hour is looming quite large right now, Tony.
Well, Chuck, perhaps electronic filing is reducing some of the last-minute mayhem. The lines seem shorter than in years past. Still, a pretty frantic night here at the Farley Post Office.
I have to stop there. I'm sorry. Just the writing, okay? Is reducing some of the last-minute mayhem. Mayhem. What is mayhem? I'd love to know a dictionary definition.
You know what mayhem is?
Mayhem.
Okay. Mayhem is Cincinnati.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
People, mayhem is complete rioting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Breaking windows.
Just people out of control. Running amok.
Martial law. Curfew.
Mayhem. The last minute mayhem.
It's not mayhem.
Hypey word. It's a hypey, hypey word.
But that's what these reports are all about, and we're here to judge who has the crappiest report.
Okay.
Okay. This guy is helped by the fact that he kind of talks like this.
Anna Carsey's in New York, so that's why he got probably that electronic filing story.
Surveying the action at 33rd and 8th, a foreign tourist is baffled.
What's going on?
Told these are last-minute filers rushing to beat the tax deadline, her judgment is harsh.
Ah, here's what she had to say.
You are the weakest. Goodbye. They deserve to stand in the longest queue they possibly could because they should have done it before now.
In theory, yes, but in practice, 20 million U.S. taxpayers wait till the last minute to file.
This is actually advanced.
This guy, I'm going to give. I think you're going to have a lot dumber reports than this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the New York guy, okay? He's the New York guy that went out and grabbed some of these statistics. You see, he actually, I will give Tony Aiello credit that he got the cherry gig of going to the post office and he actually
All right.
did some research.
Okay.
For me, it's only 7:30.
For some, late filing is a matter of principle.
Well, I figure the government takes enough of my money, they
there
might as well wait as long as possible.
I predicted that yesterday.
There's the idiot that says that.
You always get the one dope. Well, you know, they're going to get it. I'm going to make them wait to the last minute.
Yeah, I showed them, didn't
yeah,
me?
Yeah, a little show.
But for that last little bit.
For others, it's a matter of habit.
By the time we get all the paperwork we need from our jobs and everyone else, it usually ends up being the last day.
Buyer.
Busy, busy, busy. That's the problem.
So on deadline day, the nation's busiest post office is like a beehive on a caffeine buzz.
Hey! Beehive on a caffeine buzz!
He must have eaten some nice shrooms before he wrote this report.
Yes, sir. A beehive on a caffeine buzz creates a lot of mayhem.
A flurry of sorting, stamping, and signing. And unbelievably, the truly tardy grabbing tax forms and filling them out right there in public.
You know, for everything you said about this guy, for the fact he's going down the crapper with me now for
all right.
The truly charity going downhill.
I'm not giving this guy credit. I don't want you to get me wrong here. I am telling you that I think he's gonna put the bar up here.
He's
and the real dumb one. You haven't gotten to D.C. yet.
No.
You get the real coffee.
Yeah, donuts.
Ask the post office.
This is called pushing it.
Exactly. But I'm almost finished, and it will be posted tomorrow by 12.
It's anything but another day on the job for the dozens of postal workers on overtime.
You come across a lot of different people, and, you know, everybody's happy. I'm like, oh, thank you, miss, thank you. You're a lifesaver, and I like
Rob, this is not news.
I just have to put this feature.
This is not news. What's Rob doing?
I just put his hand up in the air with that last interview because that was it. It's like, you know, yeah, there was a beautiful, insightful interview right there with the postal worker.
You know what gets me the maddest? And I watched, I guess, four reports last night. The people that get into the excitement of it.
Yeah, you know, right, like, right, exactly.
We're part of this. Like, this is fun.
It's Mardi Gras. It's, mm-hmm. You know, it's New Year's Eve. It's a,
there's
hey.
A band yeah. out here. Yeah, but it's band playing music.
Hey, you listen to all these, but I think we're getting the real investigative journalism end of this. It's going to be, right. You're going to get the lazier reporters. You're going to a
number. Workers at this post office alone expected to serve some 20,000 customers today. I spoke to about a dozen of those last-minute filers. Every one of them owed money. It seems there's little incentive to file early when you're cutting Uncle Sam a check.
Guys.
Reporting live in Midtown, Tony Aiello, News
Tony
Channel
Aiello.
4.
All right, now let's hear if there's any banter afterwards with the anchor.
Of course.
Okay.
Or Chuck, Sue.
All right, Tony.
No.
No, of course not. Chuck doesn't want to get involved in that.
And Sue, is it Sue Simmons?
Right.
Yeah, the cow.
Well.
She's been there. Jesus Christ, when I went to New York when I was a kid, she was the anchor lady.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, men age gracefully. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm with you.
A guy yeah. like a George Michael. You know, except for the fact that he spray paints his hair orange, he certainly looks better than Jim Vance. And listen, last night.
Right.
Jim Vance, somebody told him that I said he looks like Grady from Sanford and Son.
Did he have the Grecian formula in his beard?
Shave the beard.
Shave the beard.
Wow. Shave the beard.
Fantastic.
All right, what's our next channel, Robbie?
Fox 5.
Here in Washington.
All right, channel 5.
Before you move on, the last reporter used the word mayhem, and I found a dictionary definition of that that says injury, mutilation, damage, harm, destruction, violence. So I hardly think it was any of those things at the post office.
All right, anyway. There you go, mayhem. Yeah. Here's channel 5, and if you're wondering, this was the third story last night.
It went at 10:07.
At the 10 o'clock news. Oh, CDR, gotcha.
Coming.
Fox and Washington.
This year.
Paying Uncle Sam is something most people dread, and tonight last-minute filers are frantically filling out forms to beat the midnight tax deadline.
You know, they love that, the frantically filling out forms.
Frantically is mayhem, frantic, pipe, BS, BS.
The topsy-turvy titan of taxes.
It's completely, it's all about illusion and hype.
Mm-hmm.
That is your local news, ladies and gentlemen.
It's junk. All right, well, let's hear who the reporter is, who everyone at Channel 5 laughs at.
Let's take a live look at the Clarendon Post Office in Arlington. Workers are trying to make the most of the day. See a band they're playing. They're throwing a little pay the IRS party as they stay open until midnight for the procrastinators. Other post offices staying open late
include
the Friendship Station in Northwest and the Laurel Post Office in Silver Spring.
Channel 5?
Now, if you have questions or need some filing help, go to our website, fox5dc.com, and just click on 10 p.m. news links. You can still get an extension by calling the IRS.
Maybe they are going to get a prize.
They're going to get a huge prize.
1074. But remember, that's an extension to file, not to pay.
Today I'm angry. We must free D.C.
Different story. Taxation without representation.
All right, then.
They get the prize.
Yeah.
They didn't send a reporter down there.
But wait.
Before you get too proud, they did another live cut-in with just the camera focused on the post office, and that's next.
Yeah, but
so they lose a couple of points for that.
But no, but technically, they didn't send a reporter down.
That's huge because
but
that's
they did
the real
send a crew because they had a live camera there.
Yeah, but when they send the reporter down, tell us what's going on. That's the crap.
All right. All right, here's their cut-in.
The clock is ticking. The tax filing deadline.
You know who that is?
That is Mike Landis.
Mike Landis.
That's a little over an hour and a half away. We're looking at a live picture at the Clarendon Post Office in Arlington where people are making a party at tax day. Here's some welcome tax news. The average refund for district.
No, blah, blah.
All right, but listen.
They get credit.
Channel 5 did not send anybody.
Amazing.
Channel 9 sent somebody.
Yep.
And it was,
Channel 9 probably had two reporters.
And it was their lead story?
No, they led with the weather.
Oh, they led with the cold weather.
The weather, yes. Put the sheets over the plants.
Okay, here's Channel 9.
Where local news comes first.
Serious business.
Nice. He is 9. I was
until the midnight hour for many tax filers. It's a tradition that could bring a sigh of relief or have you singing the blues.
Hey!
There's only an hour left until tonight's tax deadline. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jennifer Ryan.
And I'm Bruce Johnson. Gordon Angus here. Have the night off.
I'm Bruce Johnson. Gordon's prostate is acting up, so I'm Bruce Johnson. Take me where the wig. He's bald and you'll brenner.
Welcome back from the commercial break.
This is Bruce Johnson. I lead three. I can't plug. I've got too much phlegm. J.C. Hayward has a penis.
Wow.
You're killing me.
Story.
Ain't nothing I like better than making fun of local news.
Popper shuts that on a telephone book. I can't get this. I got a hairball.
All right, back to Channel 9.
I have a live report on the last minute tax.
Can't we hear him again? Can't we hear him from the beginning? Hear his lung butter?
Do we got to hear everything? The whole.
It's very short.
Da 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 da.
Where's the news? Come
news.
Ha ha! This is Nine Jobs.
Huh?
Nine Jobs.
Waiting until the midnight hour for many tax filers, it's a tradition that could bring a sigh of relief or have you singing the blues. There's only an hour left until tonight's tax deadline. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jennifer Ryan.
And I'm Bruce Johnson. Gordon and Gavira have the night off. We'll have a live report on the last
Johnson.
Just a moment, but first, get out those winter jackets. Our weather is changing dramatically. Well, the clock is ticking towards tonight's tax deadline. Even with the extra day, thousands of people across the metro.
So they just went to the weather guy first? Is that what they did? Just for like a quick update?
2 minutes into the show.
Okay, so here. So this technically is the lead story.
The lead.
Okay.
Well, the clock is ticking towards tonight's tax deadline. Even with the extra day, thousands of people across the metro area have waited until the very last minute to file their returns. Greg Starter joins us live from Northeast D.C. with the latest. Greg.
All right, that is the reporter, incidentally,
Greg Starter
at Channel 9.
That didn't start your career at the post office.
Greg Starter, you're going to be starting over at another station because you are lower than whale crap on the floor of the ocean in the pecking order at Channel 9. Because you are the schmuck at the post office.
We have to do this. We have to do this with every. We have to do this with Memorial Day, with the traffic.
Oh, yes.
Okay? We have to do this with all the big ones. You know, and of course, next time will probably be around the heaviest travel day and that type of thing.
Yeah, all the jive non-news stories.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. Let's hear his insightful report.
What's going on out there?
Hey, how you doing? They're very busy here, and it's been that way all night. We're here at North Capitol and Mass Ave. You can see many of the returns in the basket right there, and the postal workers are ready and willing to help you. And the cars actually drive right up, and you're going to see an exchange right here.
Here's the lazy reporter. Okay. There, he's pointing at the basket.
He's showing you a basket, and he's saying people are driving up in their cars.
Right, they're here to help you. The postal workers, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that report.
Listen to this guy's voice. His voice sounds like Malcolm in the Middle. Listen to this.
You see, they drive up, hand the return to the postal worker. That's how the process works. Millions of people tonight are trying to beat the clock.
We got some going to Pennsylvania, Maine.
How you doing? All right, come back next year. You're welcome.
Are you getting a refund?
Yep.
How much?
Well, no, yeah. I hope it's a whole lot of money. I'm about $2,000.
Now, wait a minute. If you're there at 11 o'clock on the night that they're due, and you're at the post office and you don't know how much you're getting back,
you're pretty much effed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You're completely effed.
Now, let me see if I got this straight. Here's how it works. You pull up to the post office and give them the letter.
That's how the process works,
and
Rob.
And this is how it works on this night?
That's how the process works.
And you just point to the bin.
Right, exactly. And work really hard being a journalist.
We didn't know that they went to the last minute to pay.
It was just after 7:30 tonight when business at the post office picked up.
We had a couple multiple states to do. Kind of D.C., you never know where you're coming, where you're going. So, I don't know. We tried the TurboTax thing, didn't work very well. Ended up doing it by hand.
I say for all the public, you better be here.
All the public.
I know, it's harrowing.
You gotta pull down, my friend. Please. Please pull down.
got some going to Washington, Sacramento.
The hours before the tax deadline quickly ticking away.
I did do it a long time ago.
Goddamn.
But I thought I did them wrong, and I thought I deserved more money back.
I don't have time to get them to someone else to do them for me, actually.
And I reiterate, this is simply idiots interviewing idiots
exactly.
about being idiotic.
That's it. That's what it is.
That's why these people are the lead story on Channel 9 News last week.
Big story, dumb people being interviewed by dumb people.
That's TV.
And then being reviewed the next day on the radio by even dumber people.
Dumber people.
It's radio.
So you're good at finding deductions and things like that?
No, it's not that hard.
I had this convenience available right here on the street. I think it's something that they should do every year.
Thank you. And despite the mad rush, postal workers with a perfectly executed plan.
We've got the locations where we want the folks at, and we know the things the folks need, and try to decrease that anxiety a little bit.
And we are back live. It has been, as I said earlier, very, very busy here.
Yeah.
And things
Thanks.
Are running very smoothly,
Moron.
Too. You know, they've got it all set up here where the cars simply drive up, and the cones are here as well. Police officer
the
right there.
The There's a police
thing about
officer right there that drove in
that
front
they
of
have
me.
Postal workers on every corner.
Yeah.
You see some of the people over there and on that corner right up the street.
Hold that. Hold that thought. There was an insightful comment. You see some of those people over there. There you go. Good job.
Yeah, I've been waiting for the call from CBS in New York.
Well done.
Dan Rather wants you on his team.
Been, as I said earlier, very, very busy here. And
as I said
things
earlier,
are running
because
very
I couldn't come up with anything more creative, so I'm going to repeat the fact that I said it was busy earlier.
Smoothly, too. You know, they've got it all set up here where the cars simply drive up and the cones are here as well. Police officer right there. And the interesting thing about this process is that they have postal workers on every corner. You can see some of the people over there and on that corner right up the street.
Yeah, there's a really good, you know what?
There's the lazy reporter right here.
This guy's parents right now should be shooting themselves that they paid money for this kid to go to journalism school because this is what it's turned into. You see right there?
People over there.
People over there.
There goes a police officer. Hey, a traffic cone right here.
Again, the deadline is midnight.
If midnight.
You haven't filed,
yeah.
Obviously,
right.
You're running out of time.
Yeah.
You're sitting
right.
Back to broadcast house.
Big great
Greg started. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thank you
Later
so much.
Greg.
You Greg Starter, douchebag. Our other story tonight. All right, let's go to Channel 7. Channel 7 is not the best station in town.
Oh, no.
Here's my taxes.
Thank you.
Here's some Red Bull for you guys to keep you awake.
Thank you.
I got to work, and I'm just thinking about my taxes.
The last-minute filers in Arlington are not alone. Around 26 million Americans filed today,
hey.
About the same as last year.
I do everything last minute. It's really bad. We read it on that.
Dumb bitch.
My dad did my taxes for me, and I just got them yesterday.
Spoiled bitch.
Oh, we're not late. We're right on time. We owe money, so you have to pay it in the last minute.
Dumb inbred.
And the Postal Service say the bins are not as full this year, and the lines are not as long thanks to electronic filing. But perhaps the frustration is as intense.
They have an incomplete form, and when the cousins will go back, the people in the form...
You know, if there was any intensity,
it's probably, you know, by listening to this reporter and the one in New York, you're dealing with the same press release.
It's probably, but if there's any intensity or any mayhem, it's probably because all the TV people are there.
Right, I was going to give that reporter in New York credit until I heard this report, because she's getting the same statistics.
Like a packet.
They came out probably from the post office.
And
you know?
If 20 million people filed yesterday, how many people live in America? Like 280 million,
right,
something like that?
300, right?
So what, over 300 million people. So what is that? Like 2%?
Right.
Something like that?
Yeah.
You know, your lead story is 2% of the idiots that live in this country.
Yeah, but nice for a great starring.
But some of them, they get very mad and very frustrated. They look behind the long line.
So by midnight, the headache should be gone. Until next year.
Until next year.
Worrying all sorts of excuses as to why people waited until the last day. I know I've got one of my own. But the bottom line
oh,
is if you're not getting a refund, frankly, it hurts to write out that big, fat check to Uncle Sam. We're live in Arlington. I'm Susan Roberts,
oh,
ABC 7.
Susan.
Susan Roberts, you better sleep your way to the top, honey. Because right now you're the lowest of the low at Channel 7.
Oh, man.
Which is the crappiest station in town.
Too much fun.
All right, now let's go to Channel 4.
Here we go.
News 4. And they did this, they led with the news.
Okay.
They led with the news about the weather.
Mm-hmm. The cold weather.
Cold weather. And they went to this story at 11:05.
The midnight deadline for filing income taxes on time is almost here, and area post offices are busy. Take a look at a live picture of the Shady Grove Post Office in Gaithersburg. That's a live picture. Would you look at that line? People are standing in the lines to get their returns filed on time. There are big crowds of last minute.
They have no reporter on Channel 4?
Well, they get credit. They get credit
no
if they don't.
No.
Pilots all waiting to get that crucial postmark. The IRS will accept all returns postmarked by midnight tonight on time.
Nope.
An estimated 26 million Americans waited until today.
Yeah, you're right. They're all going with the same.
Yeah.
That was us. Three-quarter.
Meantime, there's a tax day celebration underway in Arlington.
No.
All right, that's it. Listen,
hey, they get their credit. Channel 4 and Channel 5 get credit.
Let's give the credit to Fox 5 in D.C. Also credit to Channel 4, the NBC station in D.C.
Surprise.
And now the question is, who had the worst coverage?
Don, it is an absolute runaway.
Hold on.
Let me give the nominees.
All right, this is easy.
Was it Channel 4 in New York?
No.
Channel 7 in Washington.
I don't think you can give it to them. They were close.
Channel 9 in Washington.
Your big winner.
We have a winner.
Here's your winner. Here's your winner.
Mr. Starter. The guy named Starter. Greg Starter. There's Travicon over there. A cop over there. There's some people over there.
See, I think that's what sealed it when he was just pointing to items that surrounded him.
Absolutely. Fantastic job. Congratulations to Channel 9, and we should have known all along.
Yeah.
You know, that was it's an insult to Channel 7 that I called them the worst television station in town.
We have to give credit where credit is due.
Channel 9 is the worst.
Yeah.
Send them the trophy, the Gravier.
I'm the Gravier.
Oh, that's too good.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess we'll continue that whenever there's lame stories in the news.
I think Memorial Day will be the next opportunity.
I think next time we should branch out to some of our smaller markets, like Baltimore and Sacramento, and even the really teeny ones like Green Bay, where I'm sure you get a really lower grade of reporter.
Absolutely.
Hi there.
The disc jockeys had a show tonight.
Yeah.
Golly.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Congratulations to Channel 9.
I love it. It's amazing when you put a TV report on the radio and you find out, you listen to it, and it has one, two, maybe no facts in it whatsoever. No information whatsoever.
No.
It's all about the pictures.
Let's call Channel 9 and see if we can get a hold of Greg Starter.
Absolutely.
And see if he'll come on the air with us.
I've been local and national 411.
What city and state?
Washington, D.C.
What listing?
WUSA, Channel 9, the newsroom.
Thank you.
Now, why do they have this goddamn service when every time you have to hold?
Because it's BS.
Thank you.
That number, 202. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Robbie, as soon as it rings. There you go. Ask for Greg Starter.
Greg Starter.
Starter!
Hi, can I speak to Greg Starter, please? Do you have a cell phone or any way I can get in touch with him?
Breaking news.
I guess Greg Steiner's out at the local something or other.
I'd like to thank you all for listening so close.
Was it Channel 9 listening?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Uh-huh.
But obviously,
they were
listening.
That's why they're number one. There's no doubt in my mind.
Okay.
And of course, you know, any time there's any real insignificant story, they'll be there. We have to pay attention.
Yes.
We'll police them. I think it's our job. I think it's our job to continue to police local news.
I don't know why Channel 9, so what, they were listening to the show?
Yeah.
Have you seen the promotional blitz by our local NBC affiliate, Channel 4, trying to prop up the damaged reputation of their weather department?
No.
With Bob Ryan talking about the credentials of all of his weather reporters, including the guy that like was in the Air Force and used to, and it wasn't for him, but Air Force One wouldn't land.
And who is it? Channel 9 that has the new weather guy that just they hired, I think, because he looks like Bob Ryan?
I haven't seen it.
I would like to see the Washington dimwit that says, I'll watch this guy because he looks like Bob Ryan.
If you're listening right now, Channel 9, and it's obvious you are listening because you just gave, what did they say to you, Rob?
They just said, I don't know why you gave it to us. Duh, not interested in talking to Don and Mike.
Oh, really? Oh, so they knew. All
right. They knew right away.
Well, listen, as long as the radio's on at Channel 9, I want to give you guys a bit of constructive criticism.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you something that you do great that you should do every day. You should lead off every newscast with this. Have Frank Herzog make pancakes.
Go with the winner.
Amen.
They do that on the Friday news on Channel 9.
Sure. Absolutely. Hey, it's more fun watching him make pancakes than watch somebody at the post office.
Frank Herzog come out and put on one of those big, tall chef's hats.
Yeah, man. How about I make making pancakes of Taxman. Taxman pancakes.
They have like the griddle that's actually built into into the anchor desk.
Don't forget their theme pancakes. One time he made them. These are shaped like ballots.
Yeah, that's right.
For tax day.
For tax. So in other words, election day.
So he made rectangular pancakes.
Yeah, you could sell him short. I thought it was brilliant.
And he has a little bit where he poked a hole in one, so that's it's a hanging chad.
Hey, how about a chad?
That's fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, hey, listen, Channel 9, you know, as someone who never wins any awards myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. We were going to give you guys an award today.
You won the Gervier.
Yes. maybe J.C. Hayward's penis would like to come and accept the award on behalf of the entire staff.
She is all saying, woman.
Yes, Don.
Yeah.
That's silly.
You're right.
That's silly. I don't have a penis.
But you do have a speech impediment.
Yes, I do.
And you are bald as G. Gordon Liddy.
Thanks so much.
But you do wear wigs.
You'll never know.
I know you do.
Not you yank it off.
Okay, there you go. Channel 9, well done. Thumbs up. We will leave. Be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo gets the handoff. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Geronimo.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here's Don Geronimo, top of the key. Jordan picks him up defensively. Geronimo down the lane with a jam! A facial on Michael Jordan!
Don't let the smooth taste fool you. The Don and Mike Show.
That was a DNA facial.
A DNA facial?
He is a Michael Jordan.
I had no idea. I thought you just raked your hand across his face.
No, I'm a big fan when I got to play again.
It's incredible. You were able to keep playing after that.
Sure.
Very cool.
Sure I was. Listen, our mystery guest has just canceled out on us.
Oh.
Before we trash the mystery guest, though.
Yes.
The mystery guest has rescheduled for next week.
Next week.
So
very exciting.
We'll wait because, frankly, you know, we don't hype up a lot of stuff on this show. This is something that's worth hearing.
I think so.
A face-to-face that would be history-making.
I believe it would be something very special and people would really enjoy.
So the mystery guest next week on the show. Sorry about that. That didn't happen today. Tomorrow, we are going to have a girl going for the Guinness Book of World Records here live in the studio, trying to shoot a banana out of her cooter. She's going to try to shoot it over 6 feet.
That'll be quite an undertaking, and do you think she'll be successful?
Well, I understand that she maybe can go for... I saw the first time you did that.
I know you did.
She maybe can go for 7 or 8 feet.
Wow. That is very, very exciting.
Incredible kutai muscles.
Very, very
cool. First day, live from New York, we will be playing Match Game 2000 with a special... celebrity playing with us.
That will be fun.
Okay? So lots of stuff is coming. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I've got a Morris Jones sighting.
Really?
Yes.
Where?
Well, actually, he has an acting job. He's with the HBO series Sopranos, but he's using the stage name of Stephen Van Zandt.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh. I watch that Springsteen concert like every time it's on, too. I can't get tired of watching that.
Oh, you know what? About the Sopranos? Christ, I don't remember who it was. Okay, the episode where 2 weeks ago, where Tony has to go see John Kennedy, the doctor.
Yeah.
When
they go out to the golf course?
Right. Is it Furio who's with him?
Yes, Furio.
Okay. I'm not sure.
It's a stupid epic game.
I was on the other side of what happened today. I'm on the telephone with the gerbil, with Jeremy. He's up at WNEW.
Okay.
He's yelling me about something. And all of a sudden he says, hold on a second. And he puts the telephone down. And I hear a voice say, Jeremy, what you did to Leslie Gold was wrong. Give her back her time slot. Give her back her time slot. Do you hear me? And I have no idea what's happening. Uh-huh. And then he says something like, yes, okay, whatever you say. And then the noise stops. And he shuffles and he picks up the phone and he goes, did you hear that? And I said, yeah, what was that? And he said, that was the guy from The Sopranos. Who?
Furio?
I don't know. I asked Jeremy. He didn't, of course.
Oh, Jeremy.
Of course, he didn't know.
He didn't know which one it was.
Yeah, but whoever, some guy who apparently is on The Sopranos, maybe it was Furio,
came in and did a spot on Leslie Gold's show.
Yeah, and she got him to go in and and yell at Jeremy and threaten Jeremy the way that they threatened John Kennedy.
Well, Rob did an interview up there with Furio, and I guess obviously the accent is completely contrived. He's not a real Italian guy, so it could have been any member. He's not really Italian, right?
No, as a matter of fact, he's really pretty soft-spoken.
Right, and he's an American guy.
And he said, you would like me to do this in character?
Okay.
And then he did this.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Giunta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
You know, he makes me laugh now because they're using him so properly.
Yep.
Like when they took him out to the golf course.
You have a bee on your hat.
And he hits the guy in
it. It's the stupid effing game.
So anyway, I don't know if it was him or not, but that's a good bit that Leslie did on her show today at NEW.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch?
You are the weak thing. Goodbye.
Yep. Okay. I watched
it. It sucked.
I thought it sucked on ice also. I'll tell you what I didn't like about The Weakest Link. First off, I'm sick of the voting people off phenomenon on television.
Well, and also the forced cruelty, which was completely contrived.
I don't mind someone being mean.
Well, it's real.
Yeah, if it's real.
It's stupid. I mean, it's being mean with no basis for it. At least when you watch Survivor, if there's cruelty, there are relationships, there's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. They're being mean because they're told to be mean.
Right. I mean, I don't want the people playing the game to be mean.
And that lady's voice, I mean, I about the 10 minutes into it.
You are the weakest thing. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And the way she forms her questions like this, because she's got a mousy voice, you can hardly...
It was no accident that one of the contestants asked her like 3 times to repeat the question,
right?
Because she was like, who was on the show? Goodbye.
And not only that, but you know how slow she reads and stilted, and also the questions are written in such a way that they can turn if you try to ring in early or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bad writing to make things uncomfortable.
I think that what you really need is what that show is advertised as, a real bitch. Let all the contestants be friendly.
I don't want them be friendly, and then she gets mad at them.
Yeah, let her, like, right. You know, when they're stupid, the way the show had been advertised, I thought it would be like, you know, what is the capital of Arkansas?
Right.
Montgomery? And she goes, you are a stupid twit. You know, she'd say that, you know, you are a moron. You would lick your own balls if you could. You disgust me. Get off the stage. But no, it's It's all of, it's just that one stupid...
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Weakest link.
Goodbye.
Me, there I go. I'm very, very clever.
But NBC has got all their eggs in this basket.
They're going to die on the vine with this one.
Not only are they counting on the show to be hit, they're running it three nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, tonight, tomorrow night. They've already got a celebrity version ready, and they've got a daytime version ready where Richard Hatch, the naked fag from Survivor, is going to be the host.
You know who makes that show work? You get rid of that British lady, and he's making a comeback anyway. You bring back Joe Isuzu.
Yes.
You have Joe Isuzu host that show.
No, get somebody really mean.
You've never seen the mean side of Joe Isuzu. He can be caustic. He can be... I just like Joe Isuzu. I think Isuzu's really smart to bring back Joe Isuzu.
You know what you do? frankly, here's the man. And you know what? And you let him come out there in his Klan outfit. Okay? And he comes out and he takes the hood off and he says, "Hi, you stupid baby." Ask them where they're from.
But Rob won't do that. Rob won't do that. He won't give you his real naked hatred. You would have to host the show, and he'd have to be standing in back of you.
All right, that we could do, because, yeah, you're right. He's very brave when he's standing 10 feet behind me.
That's right. And you know what would be great, though? It would work on TV, because the TV audience would get the show I get, which is what I love. When you'll say something, and a caller will come back and say something to you, and Rob will just shake his head ruefully.
Rob could diss on the countries that the people were originally from.
Right. Exactly. You know, Rob, that looks when you go, there you go. An idiot.
But do you know how the show did in the ratings, Buzz?
I do. It won its time period easily, which is amazing. At least it did in other cities other than Washington, D.C., where here Channel 7 chose not to carry it last night.
Oh, it's Channel 4.
Channel 4.
What did Channel 4
Maybe I was confused. I ended up watching it on Baltimore station because I couldn't find it here.
I watched it on Channel 4.
Okay, all right.
It was on Channel 4. Buzz, maybe you're having a senior moment.
I might have.
Or you might be having a mushroom moment.
Buzz, wait till 9 o'clock?
Did you go to Channel... I was predisposed to be angry at Channel 7 because they have a habit of bumping network programming.
It's Channel 4.
I know. Oh. I realize that.
Okay.
Now. But at the time, I was predisposed to hate Channel 7. But anyway.
Channel 7 did screw up their listings for when Billy beat Bobby, because that was listed as an 8 o'clock start.
That was, and it was it started till at 9, 9 to 11.
And 8 o'clock, there was a show called Who Is This Man Called Jesus?
Right.
And you know, that title of that show was very, very misleading.
When Billy beats Bobby.
Because really, I thought it was going to be Billy Jean King beating Bobby Riggs. I mean, physically beating him with his big sugar daddy jacket on.
No such luck. And that show got a good review. At least I read one good review, and it sucked. I hated it.
Fred Willard.
Yeah.
He was good on that show with Martin Mull 20 years ago.
Yeah, but he doesn't do a Howard Cosell impression. If you're going to get a guy to be Howard Cosell, at least make the effort, Fred Willard.
Right. So, Buzz,
yes.
Your problems with guys deciphering Channel 4 here notwithstanding.
Right.
The show got great ratings?
It did. It won its time period, and when Billy beat Bobby, it was badly beaten by everything it was up against. It did horribly. But the game show did very well.
Yep. All right. Well, I didn't like it.
The reason I really didn't like it was the fake cruelty, because I think cruelty is something you can't fake. We know that.
Yeah, you know that right here.
They weren't good at it. But they were doing it because they were told to do it.
Right.
And it didn't work. And the host of the show has no ability. You have to be a game show host, you have to at least be able to project and have a voice that's strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't. She's got that bitchy little thing going. But she can't predict.
Oh, the weak thing. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that show last night, am I the only one that fat broad Renee bugged by every time she didn't know the answer, she stuck her frickin' neck out like a chicken?
Oh, Renee. Was she the one with the, like, the purple hair?
Yeah, they need to hire you guys to host that thing. I mean, they need to start bagging on these people.
Renee.
Well, we would be good at it. I mean,
we are mean enough to be the host of that show. I would almost enjoy, if we hosted that show, I would almost enjoy being a, not a Pendulette, but the teller version of that. And I would
just don't say anything?
No, I laugh. I just laugh hysterically, and just all I do is laugh and give dirty looks to the people. You're just like, oh, God. You know, just stick my hands. It would have to be on TV. It doesn't even translate on radio.
Or
I thrust my hands at them and just go, God, idiot.
Well, like I said, I thought that they terribly mispromoted the show, that they made it seem like This is going to be a TV show like you've never seen before. Right. And not to mention the fact, will you stop with the lights and the music like the Regis show?
Yeah, the music running all underneath this lady. And because she has a weak voice, the sound is horrible. Some of the worst sound I've heard on a game show.
Mm-hmm. And all the music's the same as that same...
Horrible. Horrible, old, unoriginal. NBC will die with this show.
They are pinning a lot of hopes on this.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they are. I told you, they've got the daytime version.
Hello. This is Richard Hatch. You might remember me as a naked fag from Survivor.
They're just doing a little modification in the daytime version with Richard Hatch, though, because he says,
you are the weakest link. Come here. How about a hug? How about shaking hands with Mr. Happy?
Little Hatch.
That's right. It's pixelated, but I'm naked. You said the capital of the state of Maryland was Baltimore. You're a turd.
That means you have to stick your hand in the hatch.
Now
the booby hatch.
Now come over here. Diddle me. Diddle me right now. Oh, you got that one wrong. You got to felch me.
There are two of you left. One of you will win all of the money. The other will have to toss my salad. Right here on national television.
With syrup or jelly.
the weakest thing.
Most all gays do that.
Yeah, and they're thinking about him for the daytime version. To me, I think really, I don't hold out any hope for that show.
Nope, neither do I.
You are the weakest thing. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike, for picking up my call. I've listened to you guys all the time, and I think you're great.
Thanks.
In the Washington Post today, there in the health section, there is an article called Waiting to Inhale. Mainstream and alternative practitioners agree that diet is the central to controlling flatulence. It's a whole article about farts.
Oh, you know what? As a matter of fact, my wife tried to get me to read that today.
It's hysterical.
It was, here's what the situation was this, that I was watching something I really didn't want to be bothered for. Oh, I was watching on HBO for about the millionth time. The Jay Leno, David Letterman thing.
I can't go by that. That's just like Barbarians at the Gate for me.
Every time that's on, I watch it.
Even though the Jay Leno guy is probably one of the worst actors of our time.
He's got the bad rubber chin.
The surrounding players make that show work.
And I turned it right at a great point when Letterman's in his backyard throwing softballs at the target. And he goes, hee-hee, welcome to my hell.
What is it, Peter LaSalle that comes to see him?
And Frida came in with the newspaper and... She said, hey, I got something here you might be interested in for the show. And I did not even acknowledge her. And she said, hello, would you turn that off for a second, please? And then finally went, oh, she's really bumming me out. And I mute it, and I go, yes? And she goes, like, this is the paper. She tosses it down to the coffee table. Something you might like for the show. But I understand, you're busy. Watching something you've seen 1,000 times already. Goodbye. And she leaves the room. And as I read the story then, it doesn't the story mention a product?
Beano?
No, no, no. Not Beano. Well, you keep reading the article about flatulence. It's got some product.
Yeah, it could be. I didn't get all the way through it.
Oh, come on.
Well, Donna, my listener, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. Let me call the woman who actually read the article.
A product to prevent flatulence?
No.
I didn't read the article.
To encourage it.
I love it when they walk across the street, too. They make the decision and they play the music.
Oh, and he says, boys, we are just going from one odd circumstance to the next.
Well.
Hey, sweetie.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Hey, what's that article that you were pushing today? Well, what was
I'm pushing.
What was the item in that article in the health section about farts?
I left it out for you. What'd you do with it?
It's probably still sitting on the kitchen counter.
Well... hold on a second.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, I do.
What was it?
It was called something like, wait a minute, the radio's on upstairs. I'm cleaning out the basement and I'm distracting myself. Hold on.
All right. Okay. Hey, but that's, I want to let all you guys know, that's a good obedient wife. Listen to that.
She's helping out.
She's cleaning my basement.
It's good.
Yeah, and she's listening to my show.
Yeah.
And now she's going to find me something out of the newspaper.
It's you.
My life revolves around you. Oh, here it is. Yeah.
Good, obedient wife.
All right. It says, it tells you how to regulate what you eat, not to fart so much and this kind of stuff. I mean, it goes into that whole thing, how it's caused by, if you suck on hard candies, if you take air into yourself. But if you don't want to tinker with your bodily processes, but you want to get rid of the odor, you can try a charcoal filter cushion. The flatulence filter, formerly known as the tooth trapper, is available on the internet. A cushion that says lasts up to 18 months and sells for about $40.
And what is the point of it? You sit in it and your farts get absorbed into it?
Research team concluded that the filters absorbed about 90% of the odor generated by people who had eaten pinto beans. So if you had them on your seats at work, it would be much more pleasant for, say, Rob standing behind you.
But I stand, honey.
Oh, that's true.
So I would have to, like...
You'd have to strap it to your butt.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and I sit, but I think that would be just gross to have something to suck all the fart smell into it.
That was a charcoal filter, like an odor eater you'd put in your shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing is who wants to deal with that, like, 6 months into its life? You take that filter out, it's...
Yeah, can't mess with that. It's probably just like a piece of poop.
The filter is probably...
There's
just...
For the people who rearrange things in the studio. I don't know if that's you, Rob. If that is you, would you rather have it daily a little bit or one giant job at the end of 6 months?
Unless he stops at Taco Bell or has a Wolfgang Buck pizza, I'm pretty immune to it anymore.
Rob knows my bad farts.
You know, but it's like changing the cat box. It's an unpleasant job, but you have to do it every once in a while.
I hate stuff like that. I hate odor eaters. I hate anything where you store the odor. I like dispersing, getting it out there.
Right.
Far away.
I think it'd be worth it if they made a version, in sheets for the bed. I would buy them.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I fart so much in bed.
Well, you know what? You don't any more than the average man.
So, men produce, of course, we've had that documented, lots of methane.
Right. And you know, purposely in the morning, I wait until you get up. And you leave bed.
You sound like Bruce Johnson there for a second.
Yeah. I wait until you get up and leave bed before I let go with my, the one that's just that first one in the morning that is just the killer of all killer farts.
You know, that's very nice. True love, and that is considerate.
That is very considerate. That's more considerate than I am.
I truly do that for her.
I shift my body position.
And you know what might be your thing, why you even have as much gas as you do, which is not an inordinate amount, just a regular amount. It says don't suck on hard candy. Well, you don't do that, but don't use straws.
I'm drinking to a straw right now with my big gulp.
Then you get air in you, and that gives you more gas.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Don't chew gum, don't use straws, and chew your food longer.
All right. Thank you, honey.
All right. Goodbye, boo-boo.
All right. I love you.
Oh, man. See, that's one thing I don't know. I eat like a pelican. I don't chew my food at all.
Hello.
I'll take a whole fish in.
Don and Mike show.
Spit out the bones. Regurgitate the bones.
Hello. Into your children's mouths.
Yes. Well, they're hungry.
Hello.
My baby chicks.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes.
Radio down, please. I'm sorry, it's too confusing.
Couldn't handle it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys. Are we done talking about the terrible game show yet?
Goodbye.
No, what about it?
Well, I was just thinking that they took the two absolute biggest phenomenons on TV. They took the survivor mentality and put it with the millionaire show. I mean, on paper, it must look like gold.
Yeah, but it's still a crappy, unoriginal idea, any way you slice it.
All right, Boot Camp was unoriginal. People watched it. Temptation Island was unoriginal. It got ratings.
No. Hold on. Boot Camp and Temptation Island, while both blatant ripoffs of Survivor, they were unique in their own way. I mean, yeah, they were ripoffs, but they were somewhat unique. This show, it's the exact same lights and music as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Mm-hmm. It's virtually all the same graphics. You can win $1 million if you make it to the end. They vote people off. The only wild card is the fact that the host is a bitch. And frankly, for my what I want, she's not enough of a bitch.
She's not really a bitch. That's the thing. She's not. She's playing that thing, and with the audience going, it's so forced.
You said that Boot Camp was original, though, even though it had its own quirks?
No, Boot Camp wasn't original. No. I'm not saying that Boot Camp was original. What I'm saying, though, is Boot Camp was a little unique.
Are you still standing behind Boot Camp?
Yes.
Oh, come on. There's a reason they got sued. You know, there's a reason they had a lawsuit.
Come on. Do you realize they're not going to lose a lawsuit? Do you know that anybody, and Mike and I sure know about this, anybody can sue anybody over anything?
Right. Oh, okay? That's true.
Do you think that, let's see, do you think that David Letterman, or do you think that Johnny Carson's thinking about suing David Letterman because David Letterman's doing a talk show where he has a band and he comes out and tells jokes and then he sits at a desk and interviews people? Do you really think so?
Well, that's you're right.
That's the exact same thing.
Boot camp, I will give you, is like what Mounties is to cops.
Yes.
You know, that's what boot camps. They don't make any secret of the fact that they're ripping off Survivor.
It's a rebuff, but it's a slightly different slant on it, just like...
Is there actually a show called Mounties, like the real Canadian guy?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you.
Now that's a good show. That's a lot of times better than cops.
Mounties, the Mounties in Canada apparently can do a little more than the cops right. in the United States can do, especially when it comes to their canine unit.
And it's funny to see the dudes in their Dudley Do-Right suits right up with the red jackets and the smoking the bear hats, although I've not seen...
I can use that charcoal filter right now.
Did you just cut one?
Yeah.
I've seen Mounties, like, maybe never in the last 3 years.
I haven't recently...
Is it actually a show? I've never actually heard of it.
I saw one where a guy, where they were chasing a guy from the road. It was a police car chase. The guy got out of his car, ran down the bank, and they let the canine unit go. And all you heard was, the guy going, and they stood over there with the cops and the camera, and basically you watch this dog chew on this guy's leg. And I said, fantastic.
Bring it on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Susie. How are you all?
Hi, Susie.
Hi. I was just calling to find out your opinion about women and farting. Is it, a rule that you all think?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Hey, women fart?
I know women fart, but, I mean, should we own up to it? I mean, if it's a good one?
I think women farting is... At least in my household, it's cute because it happens so rarely and it's so tiny that it's funny. I always laugh and I think it's cute.
I love being able to bust Frida. Now, I don't ever bust Frida for farting, but occasionally when she thinks that I'm not around,
right,
I'll walk by like a bathroom and I will go, Jesus Christ, what happened in here? And then she go, I didn't know you were at home.
Women,
I didn't know you were at home.
Women think of it totally differently. It's wonders what makes us special.
It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful thing.
I love it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
This is Aaron from Wichita.
Yes, Aaron.
We'll find out if you had a chance to make a vagina fart this morning or not.
What? A vagina fart? What are you talking about?
Did you get to use your weenie?
Well, now you're getting all the terminology mixed up. A VBF is something that a woman gets,
right.
Which really doesn't have a lot to do with sex. I mean, she can get the VBF. And, no, I didn't use my weenie last night.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, it's not because my wife didn't want to. And it's not because I didn't want to. It's because, on the way home, we stopped at the British people's house. Because it was his birthday.
Oh. Isn't every night his birthday, though? Really, when you get right down to it?
Bombed last night.
And, no, I didn't get too bombed. I had one martini. But, you know, one martini with nothing to eat, and was like... At 9:30, I said, you know, I'm ready to go to bed.
Good night.
Yeah, I'm ready to hit the sack.
Well, we had a late night anyway last night. One martini, man. I hit the sack by 10 o'clock, 10:30.
We were on the air last night till almost 8 o'clock, and I did not even realize that it was my neighbor's birthday. Uh-huh. And when I arrived at his house, well, goodbye, douchebag. I'm only answering the question that you brought up. When I arrived at that house, everybody... was already schnockered.
Yeah, well, it's that time, you know. They've probably been home since 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and I was the only guy who was, you know, at that point, semi-sober.
Right.
And I walked in, and they were nice enough to pour me a drink. And one of my other neighbors, who had had a couple, walked up to me and looked at me and said, and you know how this is when you're not drunk, but someone else has maybe had a couple of beers.
Oh, I rarely have that feeling, though.
Looks at me and goes... We have not talked for a long, long time. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you had fun?
and I said, I don't know. I guess at work. I don't know. He said, Exactly. How old are you?
I said, 42.
Right? I'm older. But here's the point. Very soon, we're going to be in the ground. We're going to be dead. And you know what? The time we have now, we have to cherish this. We have to have fun.
Fun!
Right. The last time I saw you having fun was last summer at the beach. That's the last time I really saw you having fun. Why don't you have some fun?
Fun! I like that conversation.
Jesus, I'm walking in on, you know, stone sober, like, fun.
You're not ready to have fun right there.
No, that's the first question. You know, when's the last time you had some fun?
Fun. The funnest thing to have.
Cinnamon, I fell out of the goddamn car. Fun.
Yeah, he was bombed.
Boy, that's pretty good, though, in a neighborhood on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Starting early.
Monday.
You don't get many of those suburbia Monday night parties.
Well, it was his birthday.
Birthday, that's right. No sense in honoring it on the weekend prior or afterwards.
No.
Do it on Monday night.
It should be your birthday.
Hallelujah.
We got a break. We'll be right back, okay?
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140, KHDK, your proud home of the Kings. Original Coors presents Name That Original. Can you name this baseball original? They called him the game's best bad ball hitter. They called him the game's greatest clutch hitter. They also called him an MVP 3 times and an All-Star 15 times. As a player, he won a league record 10 championship rings. As a manager, he won the pennant in both leagues. Can you name this baseball original? One more hint. He's the guy who said, it's deja vu all over again.
It's me, Yogi Berra. Now here's another question. Can you name this original beer? Here's a hint. It's from Colorado Brew with Rocky Mountain Water. It's original Coors. It ain't over till it's over.
Nothing beats an original. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Toyota is changing the way Toyotas are sold in Sacramento. That's because Meta Toyota has Meta Value Pricing. So there's no need for traditional selling or negotiating. With Meta Value Pricing, you'll automatically get the lowest posted prices on our entire inventory of hundreds of new and used cars and trucks. These low prices are clearly marked on each vehicle. Just make your selection and your paperwork will be quickly processed while your new Toyota is detailed and made ready for immediate delivery. Yes, it's that easy. And these are the lowest posted prices available. Plus, during April, you can get low 2.9% APR on 2001 Corollas, Camrys, Solaras, Avalons, and 4Runners. Meta Toyota, 2500 Auburn Boulevard. Full connected off Visit 80. APR on approved Tier 1 and 2 credit expires 4/30.
Roseville Toyota would like to give you a free camera with your next oil change. During April and May, Roseville Toyota and Kendall Motor Oil will give you a free disposable camera when you protect your car with a Kendall oil change. The camera comes with 27 exposures and a flash, so it's ready for your spring and summer photographs. To keep your car in shape, Roseville Toyota offers a $21.95 Express Lube oil change featuring Kendall Motor Oil. It includes a free 19-point inspection, and they'll do it in 29 minutes or less, or the next one is free. Roseville Toyota has been awarded the Toyota Parts and Service Excellence Award year after year, and they're the only Toyota dealer in the valley open for service 7 days a week. What could be better? You get a great price, trained mechanics, fast service, convenient hours, high-quality Kendall Motor Oil, and a free camera. Remember, when you pour in Kendall Motor Oil, you pour in the protection. So if you're due or overdue for an oil change and service, visit Roseville Toyota in the Roseville Auto Mall or call 969-5911. See store for details.
If only your house could talk, what would it say?
Wow, my first
spring. Isn't this when I'm supposed to get a garden? I think I saw the neighbors putting some stuff in the ground.
Now is the best time to get to Lowe's, because we have certified nursery specialists who will help you get that garden started.
I hope I get some poppies or some calla lilies. Aren't they supposed to get my flowers now in the spring?
Lowe's has a wide variety of shrubs, trees, and flowers you won't find anywhere else. And every plant is guaranteed to last for a full year.
My front yard needs some color. Maybe a little rock garden by the mailbox.
We'll even help you with the finishing touches, like paving stones or decorative planters. And at Lowe's, our prices can't be beat. We guarantee it. If you find the same item anywhere else for less, we'll not only match it, we'll beat it by 10%.
Now I'm all ready for my first spring shower.
So come to Lowe's and let us help your house tell the story of who you really are. Lowe's, improving home improvement. See store for details.
Sort of free checking offer not available in some states, including but not limited to yours. The use of the word free is meant symbolically and is in no way intended to suggest the account would be without cost or payment. A transaction fee may and probably will be assessed on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays, as well as in months ending in letter R and or Y. Free checking offer not available to people who currently have, want, or need free checking. This offer not available if you talk to a teller. See teller for details. Offer good only at participating branches and maybe not even then. Your costs may vary.
Does it seem like some banks have a funny interpretation of the word free? Come to Washington Mutual. Our free checking has no monthly fees, no minimum balance or direct deposit requirements, no per check charges, and no fees to return your canceled checks. So come to Washington Mutual and get a checking account that's truly free. Washington Mutual. More human interest. FDIC insured.
Okay, Lisa. Guess you kicked my butt all over the court. What,
yep.
Did you find a new tennis pro or what?
Nope, now I can actually see the ball.
Hey, that's not entirely fair.
Uh-huh.
So help me out here. Huh. You don't wear glasses anymore,
no.
But you actually see better.
That's right, got my eyes done.
Laser vision correction thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where'd you go?
Pacific Laser Eye Center.
What about the other place? You know, with the really low prices?
Please, no thank you. I'm not playing games with my eyes.
The truth is, your vision really is priceless. So before you make a decision based on cost alone, come to Pacific Laser Eye Center, California's leading laser vision specialist. Their surgeons work closely with your eye doctor to ensure the best results every step of the way. So look to the leader, Pacific Laser Eye Center, and get the most accomplished eye care professionals in all of California.
Attend a free laser vision correction seminar in Sacramento Monday, April 23rd. To sign up, call Pacific Laser Eye Center at 1-888-722-2020.
We filled the Sports 1140 prize locker, and here's what you could win.
A prize pack from in-demand pay-per-view, where you can watch What Lies Beneath on AT&T cable. A t-shirt and four passes to the Auburn Wild West Stampede, April 21st and 22nd. And a WWF prize pack. WWF Judgment Day comes to ARCO on May 20th.
To be a prize locker winner, listen to the Don and Mike Show. Weekdays, noon to 4, on Sports 1140, KHDK. Sports 1140, KHDK, Sacramento.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show is coming to the Silver Legacy City Center Pavilion, April 28th at 8 p.m. The show is free and brought to you by 1270 The Buzz to say thank you for listening. There's over 2,500 seats available, and tickets can be picked up beginning at 3 p.m. the day of the show at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino downstairs in the Grand Exposition Hall Salon. If you have a wristband from the February show, you can exchange it for a ticket to the makeup show at the Buzz Studios. April 23rd through the 27th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Show presented by 1270 The Buzz.
Travel and hotel accommodations provided by the Silver Legacy Resort Casino in Reno. Voted Reno's best overall hotel and luckiest casino.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Guys so white, they show movies on them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How's
I told you tomorrow about the girl shooting a cooter out of her, shoot the banana out of her cooter.
That should be a pretty incredible Olympic event.
And Thursday when we're up at NEW, we're going to have the celebrity match game.
Good.
But also, Thursday, for the first time ever, it's the backwards show.
The backwards show?
The backwards show. Where we're going to do an entire show backwards.
Very exciting.
Cool. We're not going to be speaking backwards, but formatically,
right,
we're going to do the show backwards.
When are we doing that?
On Thursday.
Very exciting.
We're going to start with the call 100, and then Buzz will give us his funny story,
right?
Okay. And he will give the sports.
Sure.
Then we'll break for commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Then Buzz will give us the news, and we'll break again, and Buzz will give us the news, and we'll break again.
And then Buzz will tease the news.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Right. No, I mean, we've been trying to figure out the formatics of this.
Right.
And you know how we generally get everything off our chest at the beginning of the show?
Mm-hmm.
And we turn around, and we're going to do it all at the end. Yes, Charles.
I wanted to know if you were still going to follow up with Secret Jesus in New York, if you'd like to hear from them.
Oh, do we have a winner?
Yeah.
Already?
Wow.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, where are they?
I'll transfer them into you.
Already? Okay.
Very exciting.
See, because local time is 5:07.
Right.
I mean, I know you're hearing this tape delayed tonight on WNEW, but hey, I guess I need the Secret Jesus music, Robbie.
Very good. That's good, Dad. That was at the Garden City Mall in Long Island.
Right, even after we effed that up and we said it was in New Jersey.
That was fast.
Hello, WNEW Secret Jesus?
Hi, yes, this is.
This is the Secret Jesus? Who is this?
This is Rory.
Hi, Rory.
How you doing?
Hi, Rory, and I guess it didn't take long.
No, it really did not. I was trying to position myself, you know, someplace that I would be noticed, and some guy just walked right by me saying, Jesus Christ, I love Don and Mike.
There you go.
He's got a T-shirt and everything.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Now, where were you in the mall? Where were you located? By what store?
I was located right by the west entrance, right by the elevators. Right by the Museum Company store.
Fantastic. Right. I didn't think we'd have a winner in 7 minutes. Do you have the guy there?
Yes, I have him right here. His name's Jared.
All right, put him on, please.
Okay, hold on.
Jared, I wonder if it's the subway guy.
Don Mike?
Jared!
Yo, Don!
Hey, listen, I'm amazed that anybody went to that mall because, you know, yesterday we kept saying that it was in New Jersey. We said it was
the biggest mall, man.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know it was in Long Island. We thought it was in New Jersey.
Yeah, I was happy about that, sending out the competition like that.
How many people did you have to go through till you found our Secret Jesus?
Not many, honestly, this was a daunting task. There was no way I was going to be able to say it to everybody in an hour. So I was just looking for somebody who looked like maybe they were from, you know, not really here to shop, or somebody with a cell phone. Sure enough, your man had a cell phone on him, so.
That's a good strategy. Very good.
All right, well, congratulations. Enjoy your $100, and thank you for listening to our show on WNEW.
Hey, is this going to be on tonight here?
You will hear yourself probably, like 9 o'clock?
Roughly. Yeah, we're on the air right now.
Yeah, we're on the air now. You're going to hear it about 9 o'clock.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Love the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jared.
And
Jared.
Jared, I'm sorry.
Jason.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking of Jason Feces. Our Barry White guy.
I know, Tony.
And thank you to the WNEW Secret Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific.
Rory. Discovered immediately.
After all that, you know, I'm very pleased. That puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, yesterday here, took us an hour and 10 minutes to get the Secret Jesus to get a winner.
And then at the end of the show, we were informed, because of our lack of knowledge of the tri-state area, that we were mentioning that the mall was in New Jersey instead of Long Island, which we should have been saying through the entire show.
Because you're stupid. But still, we got a winner. So that is outstanding. Now, listen, about the backwards show.
Mm-hmm.
The only snafu, and it's not even a snafu, I'm trying to figure this out.
Right.
That if we really, honestly do an entire show backwards, and this is a way of really paying back Buzz, because a lot of times recently, we've done so much commercial-free rock that by the time it's time for news, we've got like 3 hours of commercials to play in 20 minutes.
Right. And naturally,
lots of times Buzz gets squeezed out of his news. So for one day, we're going to turn around and do it backwards and let our crap be squeezed at the end of the show.
That's fine.
With the commercials. But I think ideally, the way the show should end is after you and I get done summing up whatever we're going to sum up about what we would have said at the opening of the show.
Right.
We have Rob do the opening.
Oh, yeah. And that's how we say goodnight.
Yeah, when Rob does his thing saying, you know, hello, Mr. and Mrs. All the Ships at Sea, you know, and here.
Right.
Now here's Don and Mike.
It can't be exactly backwards, but the segments can be.
Yeah.
The elements can be backwards. And so that's when we will leave when Rob said, well, it'll be Rob will say his thing, and then you'll say your thing.
And then we'll hit the door, and then we'll play the tape that says, the Woody Harrelson tape.
Right.
That says the thing about it. Do you find this
obscene to you?
Is this obscene to you? And it'll say, last time on the Don and Mike show.
And we're out of here.
Yeah.
That's great. That'll be fun.
Thursday is going to be the total backward show.
So the first segment, which will be Buzz, will that be the length of the usual first segment?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
No. The first segment with Buzz will be the normal size of the segment when Buzz does his kicker and the sports and caller number one.
But Buzz, you won't have to do your kicker first in that segment. You just have to do that segment first, and then you end with the kicker. You see, because if we try to go...
No.
Kicker, sports.
No. He does...
Then you'd have to... If you were going to do it that way, then you would literally have to have every single element of each segment.
That's how I'm trying to plan it.
So you would have to have Rob...
We start...
Speak with, backwards.
No, okay. not that technically, but, for instance, on Thursday when we start the show, we start the show with... Sorry, we're out of time. And we give away a prize to caller 100.
Right.
Then Buzz does...
Finally.
...his kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Then he does...
In sports.
Okay,
all right, now I understand.
Then
all right.
We break.
My God.
Yeah, I know, it's going to be confusing.
It's going to be... It'll be... There's only one person that's really going to be... confusing for, and that's you're going to have to be pressing all the buttons and making sure it'll
pull this off. No problem. We're going to be able to pull this
off. It'll
be
fun.
So the segment where you guys are like summing up what's on top of mind will only be like 8 minutes long.
Yeah, a possibility. Now, who knows how the middle part of the show is going to go?
Yeah, the middle part is, if there's a good fight in the middle of the show, you and I won't have any time to...
Right, we'll get screwed out of our airtime. And I know we are planning on playing Match Game 2001 on Thursday, so that's going to take some time out of the middle of the show.
Yeah, that'll be in the middle.
In the middle of the show.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, right, so it's a backward show on Thursday.
A grand experiment.
If we did a show...
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely backwards. And I was thinking the only other way that we could do it, to guarantee it would be backwards, would be to do a show and tape it and then play the segments out of order. But
that's no fun.
Yeah, no, that's no fun. It's more fun if we're doing the show.
On the fly.
And we're announcing that it's a backwards show.
Professor Backwards.
So that is Thursday, okay?
Very good.
Thursday. Hello, Don and Mike show. Disgruntled caller here. Hello.
Oh, not disgruntled. Gentlemen, I was just wondering why Mike's crap detector didn't go off at the Secret Jesus.
Why?
Why should it?
Did it seem, it just seemed like maybe the guy's just putting the money and laughing all the way to the bank.
What guy?
Like your boy Rory and his buddy who won it.
You mean the guy from NEW?
Correct.
You're accusing Jesus?
You accusing Jesus of setting up a scam here?
Oh, my God. Am I blaspheming?
Yes, you are.
You know, I don't know young Rory, but I really think since it happened so early that if they were going to scam us, they would have waited till the end of the hour.
Yeah, and frankly, I don't know this Rory. I know not this Rory you speak of. I've never met him, but he did not seem to be the brightest bulb on the WNEW Christmas tree.
I didn't detect a scam. My crap detector didn't even come close to going off.
As a matter of fact, we were going to send we're going to send Nadine.
Right.
But we thought that people might figure out if they saw a hot chick with big boobs, that they might figure out that it was Nadine, who's like our only friend at WNEW.
Absolutely.
So I purposely said to Jeremy, just get me one of the, one of your guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was either Nadine or Jeff Hedges.
Okay, well, that might play into your theory. If he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, maybe that's why he did do it almost so early.
Well, I don't think so. I didn't get that impression.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it was on the level. Thank you, though.
Okay. Oh, one other thing?
What?
Oh, I just heard a new car that Gordon Liddy, new pronunciation from Gordon Liddy.
Oh, all right.
Oh, good.
Okay, what is it?
The Acura Integra.
Integra.
Acura Integra.
The Acura Integra? The
Acura Integra.
He pronounced it Acura Integra.
The Acura Integra.
Integra.
He's the greatest, right. Isn't he?
Yeah.
He is the absolute greatest.
The Acura Integra. Professor... Greenspan.
Spawn.
Spawn.
Mercedes. Bam Vay.
Hello,
Volkswagen. Fal Vay.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Donnie, Mike.
Hi.
Kevin out here in Sacramento.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, please don't do the backwards show. You know, you guys come on at noon out here. That means that KHDK will cut you off about 11:45. We won't even get to hear you.
Don't worry. Leave the driving to us.
No, no, come on. I know you're trying to be funny, but really, don't worry. Let us do the experiment, the backwards show on Thursday.
All right.
Play along.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
There you go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Don.
Yeah.
Hi. I wanted to ask you, whatever happened to your format you spoke of a couple months ago about letting Buzz do the news throughout the show? Little pieces here and there throughout the show.
I believe we tried that about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. and it sucked. So we didn't do it. We stopped doing it.
Oh, I was looking forward to hearing more of dear old Buzz's voice throughout the show, because he always does get squeezed out here in Rochester.
Well, you mean like the time, because of Buzz's news being at the end of the show?
Yeah.
You know, my advice to you is move to where the food is, then. Mm-hmm. Move to where you can hear the entire show.
Biscuit Bill.
Pardon me?
I was just down south recently, and I came across Biscuitville, and I was thinking of Mike.
Biscuitville.
Oh, Biscuitville. Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Today, sir. Right. Timely. Today. Forward.
Bye-bye.
Forward. Things that are today. Things that are not 8 months, 8 years.
Hello.
8 decades old.
Hi.
Don and Mike show.
Hey. Sorry.
That's okay. Forgot.
Hello.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, do you know how much your wife sounds like Betty Rubble on your answer machine?
Really? You think so?
Yeah,
tell the truth.
He played it yesterday.
Tell him the secret can come out now.
Yeah, my wife was the voice of Betty Rubble.
Hey, one other thing.
It wasn't Rosie O'Donnell. And God, I hope Rosie's hand gets better.
Oh, yes. Please.
Hey,
how did she infect that hand anyway?
Wiping.
A paper cut and then wiping when she just dragged her whole wrist across her eye.
Pocket!
Hey,
get in here! Mommy's hand is stuck in her bong!
Oh, now it's going to be infected.
From now on, they've prescribed the wand.
All right, what else? What else?
The guy that's just getting fired, Jim Rockhead?
No. Jim McClure.
His name's Jim Rockhead, right?
No, his name is Jim McClure.
Who's Jim? Joe? Who's Rockhead?
Don't say Joe!
Joe Mama!
You know, your agenda, you didn't do it right.
Hey, douchebag.
This caller must be
You know, funny. He had his goddamn agenda. You know, you can always tell.
Because the number is outside the serving area in which the service will work.
You can always tell because he was desperate.
Right.
He didn't want us to talk. He wanted to get that agenda in there the whole time.
God, I hate the Joe Mama guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind the occasional Joe Mama guy who really gets us.
They are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I got an idea. If you're going to do the backwards show right, you got to steal about 20 or 30 minutes from Liddy.
What does that mean?
It means you got to start the show at about 2:30 because you're going to overrun on the front end.
Okay, I get it. It's funny when you think about it. I got you, because see, here, our show is supposed to end at 7, but we normally go till 7:30 or sometimes 8 o'clock, so if we really do a backward show, you're right,
God.
We'd really come on the air at 2:15.
I'll tell you, we start overanalyzing it, my brain's going to start hurting.
Okay, you know, I was going to bust your balls, but I get it. That's good. You're good.
Good, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Scary.
Yeah, we would have to, right, if it was a true backward show, we'd have to come on the air 45 minutes early.
Exactly.
Because we always run 30 to 45 minutes late.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And we get to leave early.
Hey, Charles.
No, this is Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
No, it's not. This is Charlie, isn't it?
You are an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Yes.
Why?
Because you're a complete idiot. You know, you're talking to us, you moron. I mean, you're a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy?
Yes, I'm forgetting today.
Yes, I'm a nice guy. No, I'm not a nice guy.
No, I think you're a nice guy. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, what I want to know is, why can I pick you up on the radio station when you're not on WPK anymore, damn it?
Well, we're on a station in Greenville. It's a small AM station that we're on in Greenville now. Did you hear when we made the big switch?
No. Why am I supposed to hear that when I can't hear you anymore? I've been listening all my life for Don and Mike.
No, listen, this is why I think this is so funny. Because the other day I said to Mike, you know, I hardly ever say anything about Chelsea, but one day, wow, you really were a dick to a lot of people today. Like you told some guy to shut up, and you told some guy he's a moron.
I said something else, too. I forgot what it was. You were right. We had a conversation. I agreed. And I've lost it today a little bit again. I have to start paying attention. What's that, sir?
But see, I get it.
You get what?
I'm stupid.
Okay.
I've been stupid all my life. I get it. Don't you know that? I live in Georgia.
Okay.
And
really?
I'm not stupid.
Georgia's a nice state, though.
I live in Hartwell, Georgia.
All right, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye-bye. So long, friend.
Bye.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Oh, I mean, the thing that makes that funny is, you know, I really am trying.
I know you're trying. Because you really immediately wanted to tell that guy to blow it out his ass.
I did.
I know you did. Hello, Don and Mike. I said to Mike that I would have called him up. I said, man, it's nothing major, but
right.
Rough one. I feel like I'm the guy who has to stay in the good mood to keep the show moving along.
I know. I was a little testy with callers the other day. And that's really not how it works on this show, if you listen regularly.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Had a question about the backwards show.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you play Match Game... I enjoyed that, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.
When you play Match
Game...
Yes,
to answer your question, yes, we will do Final Match first, and then we will do the rest of it.
That's what I was going to ask. Thank you.
Rob, listen, I know...
No, but if you do Final Match first, what you're doing is your individual segments...
No.
Oh, that'll ruin Match Game.
No, it won't. It won't make any sense, but it will be backwards.
It'll be funny, Mike.
Everything.
Okay.
Everything will be.
Listen, you're right. I'm wrong.
Listen, I know you really don't care about that. You're just right. Worried about the thing about not being a dick to people.
I understand.
But I know that he's really concerned about it because Rob's got, like, the integrity of the game. Well, it won't work. Well, you know what? Whoever is the first player on the phone, they're going to win.
Okay.
They're going to win. So it's going to be a game when you already know the outcome of the game since it's a backwards show.
That's right.
A backwards show.
That's right. Okay.
So we'll select a winner, and then we'll have to rig it so that person wins every round of the game.
I'm getting confused already.
Don't be confused.
I won't. You're good at this because of that bizarro Superman that you like so much.
It'll be exactly...
Right.
Exactly. Like, they had the Superman who was stupid and retarded and made out of, big cement, who would say stuff like, "Me love you, Lois."
And we just have to stop it short of speaking backwards.
Yes, there will be no speaking backwards.
That would be a challenge.
Everything will be, you know, as always, forward motion on this show.
Right.
But Thursday's show will be entirely... backwards in presentation.
Professor Backwards. Yes. Remember that comedian?
Yes,
I
do.
You know, he was murdered.
Yes. Really?
No, that's a true story. He was murdered, brutally murdered, and Saturday Night Live, Chevy Chase had it. On Weekend Updates, neighbors ignored his cries of pleh, pleh.
I don't think I've ever laughed harder
at a Weekend Update.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The Backwards Show sucks!
Now, why would you say that? We've not even done it yet.
Yeah, that's a younger person who's probably just trying to get on the radio.
I love Don and Mike.
God bless him.
You're so transparent.
Today I am.
Hello. You're Casper. Really, you are.
Powder.
Hello, Powder. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Come on. Hey. What can we do for you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Hanging in there. Just on a mic?
What do you want?
Hey, backwards show.
Yeah.
Have you talked about doing strip trivia?
No.
Do strip trivia backwards.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Actually, an interesting thought.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Remove your clothes, please. And they put their clothes on as they answer correctly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, hi. Did you hear about the news item today involving Mayor for Life, Marion Barry?
Oh, listen, as a matter of fact, you are a Svengali, you are a mind reader. I know we didn't get to him in this break. We have a direct line, a satellite, going to the courtroom. As a matter of fact, Rob, if we break now, I bet we can get Mayor Barry on the line with us.
Yes.
Let me check the line to make sure that the line of the courthouse is open.
I don't know. 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 I don't
want me to go on the way you are there. How you doing? Nice to see you.
As you can hear, all right, let me turn that off. As you can hear,
it's working.
The line to the courthouse is open.
I don't think he knows he's on microphone yet.
No. See, the story is that Mayor Barry was at a Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, was at BWI airport?
That's correct, yes.
And he pulled out his wiener in front of some girl, and now he's saying that she's suing him for indecent exposure.
Right.
And he's saying it's because he had a prostate condition and that he had to go to the bathroom really bad.
He's standing by his story, too.
Yes, yeah.
He is.
So we will have our exclusive interview with him. We planned that, as a matter of fact, for this break.
Right.
But then we got sidetracked with the secret Jesus.
Jesus.
And the backward day. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, talking about that batch game, everyone's going to be a winner because you're giving the answers out before they answer the question.
No. I'm not going to take it that far.
Yeah, you have to take it only to a certain...
Right. Because then it's not fun. Who would listen to that if they know the answer?
You're just going
to
take the segments in their entirety. Like,
yes.
You'll play final match, and then you'll play the match game, and then you'll meet the contestants.
Yes, right. you've grasped
pretty good
exactly what the backwards show is all about.
Yeah, I mean, I have to study harder, but I actually get it after a while.
Yes, the backwards show. Just enjoy it, my friend.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Sports 1140, KHDK, your proud home of the king.
CBS Wednesday, a critically acclaimed thriller. The state of New York just put a vicious serial killer to death.
My wrath.
But his spirit won't go away.
They can only survive in the bodies of others.
Now anybody, anywhere,
that goes around,
really goes around, could be turned into a murderer.
Put your gun down!
Or be the next victim.
Leave my family alone.
I'm still having fun.
Denzel Washington, John Goodman, Donald Sutherland. The network television premiere of Fallen on the CBS Wednesday movie.
Did you ever wonder why other women in your family have large breasts, but you don't? Research shows that you may not have grown to your full potential. In fact, up to 85% of women are much smaller than nature intended. Call 1-800-390-7213 to find out more about NuBust, the all-natural and affordable way to get the breasts you dream about. NuBust comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you're tired of not looking good in your clothes, feeling self-conscious, or you just want a better body, you have to call NuBust at 1-800-390-7213.
Greetings.
Hey, who said that?
That would be me, sir. And I'm down here.
Whoa.
Did you know that with Greyhound's super-friendly fares, you can travel to thousands of places in the U.S. starting at just $49 when you plan ahead?
Well, I gotta say, I'm in total disbelief here.
What's not to believe, sir? Greyhound fares have always been friendly on your wallet.
Oh, no, man, that's not what...
What is it, then?
You're a dog.
You can't trust a cat to handle a mission like this, sir.
Special conditions apply. Call Greyhound for details.
Is the internet the greatest invention since the reclining chair or what? Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. I mean, what else lets you sit on your duff for hours on end staring into a computer screen and still feel like you're doing something? Well, here's a better idea. Hit the real highway. See some real trees. Chat with real people. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6. That's real honest-to-goodness cash you'll be saving. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Does your company buy fuel or lubricating oils? If so, let me ask you a few questions. Is your current supplier providing you the first-class service you deserve? When you look at your bill, are there any unexpected environmental and drum charges? Are you really getting what you're paying for? If you answered yes to any of these questions, give BC Stocking Distributing a call at 800-808-LUBE. BC Stocking Distributing has been in business for 40 years. They're a leading distributor of Chevron lubricants in Northern California with the most knowledgeable, experienced salespeople, support staff, and delivery people. Whatever industry you're in, retail, commercial, construction, agriculture, or even marine, BC Stocking can provide you with unparalleled service at a reasonable price. They feature Chevron, Della 400, and Supreme Motor Oil, as well as a variety of other lubricating oils to meet any need. Call BC Stocking Distributing. They'll come out to your business and evaluate your current fuel and lubricant program for free. Call BC Stocking at 800-808-LUBE. That's 800-808-5823. Or check the web at bcstocking.com.
Don't miss the hottest amateur sporting event of the year as Reno's El Dorado, Silver Legacy, and Circus Circus proudly bring you the Golden Gloves Tournament of Champions, April 30th through May 5th. Come witness boxing at its best with the organization that has started the careers of such legendary fighters as Muhammad Ali, Evander Holyfield, Oscar De La Hoya, Rocky Marciano, and George Foreman. The action gets underway in Reno's City Center Pavilion as over 300 boxers participate in elimination bouts April 30th through May 5th, where Golden Glove titles will be on the line. Don't miss this knockout event with the nation's top amateur boxers. This is your chance to catch the up-and-coming stars of the boxing world live. For tickets to the semifinals and finals, call 1-800-MUST-SEE. That's 1-800-MUST-SEE. Meta Chevy Olds makes it happen again with an incredible deal on near-new 2000 Chevy Malibus. Meta value priced at only $11,988. That's right. You could drive off in a 2000 Malibu for only $11,988. Fully loaded with V6, cruise control, ABS, dual airbags, power windows, power locks, tilt steering, AM/FM cassette, and the remainder of the factory warranty, all for an incredibly low $11,988. Meta Chevy Olds has the car you've always wanted at a price you just can't resist. So get down to Meta Chevy Olds right now and drive off in a fully loaded 2000 Malibu for an incredibly low $11,988. Meta Chevy Olds makes it happen. Meta Chevrolet Oldsmobile at the Elk Grove Auto Mall, Elk Grove Boulevard at Highway 99.
Price plus tag less than small dog fee. All vehicles are previous daily rentals. Ends 4:30.
The following is a real phone call.
Hello?
Hi, is Jason there?
Yeah, this is him.
My name is Fran Buckley, and I'm calling from i1.com.
Yes?
You log on to our website?
Right.
You like it a lot?
If you're telling me I want $10,000, I'm going to go nuts.
Jason?
Yeah?
You won $10,000.
You're kidding me!
No.
Dad! I just won $10,000 from i1.com.
i1.com gives away $10,000 every day, $1 million a month, and a chance to win $25 million on tax day. And it's free. You use it like Yahoo or other search engines. So go to iwon.com today and collect chances to win just for doing things like reading the news, checking your email, or searching the web. And now with iwon cash points, everyone's a winner. iwon.com. Why wouldn't you? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 3/31/02. For rules, call 888-782-8461.
4, 3, 2, 1.
No. It's different this time.
Here's where you can pick up your Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show tickets this week.
We're heading for Cameron Park this Wednesday, right at lunchtime. Join Sports 1140 at Carl's Jr. just off Highway 50 in Cameron Park at 4065 Cameron Park Drive. We'll be there starting at 1130 with a limited number of seats to see the Don and Mike Las Vegas style show. That's Carl's Jr. in Cameron Park this Wednesday morning at 1130 from Sports 1140 KHTK.
Unleashing the Don and Mike Show.
I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name because we don't know their names.
Okay. I'm gonna call you Alan, you're a pussy. Oh. Steve, pussy.
There you go.
Goldstein, Johnson, pussy.
Isn't that a Pat?
Ivan, pussy. Pat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggots, you're pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgi.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
They don't bum on her case while whistling. John and Mike.
I agree. All right, I think we set the story up pretty much. Last year, Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, former mayor, always mayor of Washington, D.C., with the BWI airport. And it's alleged that he pulled his wiener out in front of some girl, a woman who works in the airport. Mm-hmm. She, of course, sued him, and he's in court today.
Right.
Now, before we go live to Mayor Barry, are there any This has not been settled yet today, has it, Buzz?
As a matter of fact, it has for now. Now, there's still a lawsuit against him, but today's criminal case is over.
What happened?
Well, they dropped the charge about indecent exposure, ultimately.
So he made a deal.
Right. And part of that deal was that he agreed not to fight the assault charge of pushing the woman in the restroom.
All right, well, let's get his side of the story now. Yes. Joining us live from outside the courthouse in Baltimore.
I appreciate the phone.
Here is Mayor for Life.
Hello.
Marion Barry.
Hello, Don.
Hey, Mayor Barry, what's up?
I'm just smiling. I'm just happy about everything's going on with the trial. We made a deal. We decided not to go in front of a jury. It was not a. I didn't feel I was ready to go in front of a jury right now. So I decided I'd take the fall because I did push the cleaning lady at BWI. But she's still suing me, you know, and all that. Just set me up, lost money, and that a bitch.
Now
I don't think I want to go in front of the jury trial today because I think I didn't feel comfortable.
Right.
I requested a jury trial, but I didn't feel comfortable. But the story is complete fabrication and lies and all that stuff.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You too.
Are you still wearing those Nehru jackets you wear all the time?
I wear lots of different suits, kente colors, and lots of different suits I have on. I try to dress down. I like to hide. I like to be as conspicuous as I've been in the past.
Are you sweating right now?
No, I'm sweating. It's cold out. It's cold, about 42, 43 degrees. I'm still sweating, though. I got sweat on my upper lip right up here under my nose. It's real sweaty. And I just feel relieved right now that criminal prosecution, I got probation for a year, and I got to do some community service for pushing the cleaning lady. And I shouldn't have pushed the cleaning lady. And But the whole thing about... he's a cute baby. That's a cute little baby. The whole thing about exposing my penis...
Yeah,
that's a lie. I didn't expose my penis. I had my penis out. Because I was going to use facilities because I got prostate problems.
Right.
And I had an urgent need to urinate. And so I was dashing. I was smiling, dashing, smiling, dashing in the bathroom. And I had to go. I had to go so badly. And there's a lady in there cleaning. She had one of those little slipper when wet cone, plastic cones. And I said, excuse me. And when I said excuse me to her, I had my penis in my hand.
Oh,
I had to go to the bathroom so badly.
You're walking through the airport terminal with your penis in your hand?
I had a run-in with a cleaning lady. I wasn't running through the airport. I was actually in the men's room, and she was in the men's room cleaning.
Oh, I got you.
And it said, I got to clean, you know, put the sign out, bathroom being clean. I said, I can't wait. I had to urinate badly. I had a burning desire to do urination. So I walked in, and I said, excuse me, ma'am, I have to use the facility. And when I said that to her, I had my penis in my hand looking at her. It was staring right at her, and she apparently felt that was indecent exposure. And then she said, you have to get out of here with your. And she didn't use penis. She used a bad word about it.
What did she call it?
She called it hog.
You're a hog?
You get your hog in your hand. You get out of here in the bathroom. I'm cleaning. You're indecent exposure in me.
Did she appear to be? She was indecent exposure in you.
You're indecent exposure in me. I said, I'm not indecent exposure in you. I have a burning desire to urinate after I got to catch a plane. And I have to use the facility. And I can't wait while you clean the floor. You please step outside. And she said, I'm not going to step outside. And the whole time, I've got my penis in my hand. And I walked up, and she pushed me first, and I pushed her. I pushed her with my penis.
Yeah, was your penis flaccid or erect?
Well, it was. Actually, I can explain that too. She'll claim in a trial that's coming. She sued me for $300,000. She said I was fully erect when that happened. That's not true. The actual fact is I was semi erect due to the fact that when I was arguing with her, the motion was going back and forth, and I was getting agitated. And the friction...
As you were holding your penis?
Yeah, the friction, unfortunately, caused some agitation. And I you know, just basically involuntary. It wasn't premeditated.
You're a man, Mayor Barry.
It's not like I saw the cleaning lady and got into that semi-state. What happened was I was kind of moving back and forth, and my hand was rubbing on it. And so that's... Because, it was not full, though. It was not full because my primary...
primary goal was to use the urinal in back of the cleaning lady who had the signs up that said, I'm cleaning the bathroom and don't come in and indecent expose yourself.
Now, is it possible that, let me ask you this, is it possible this woman could have given you an erection in a different setting, perhaps, if you were doing crack with her in a hotel room in the sting operation?
Your question of the bottom line for cleaning ladies, the cops, meter maids, check. The bottom line, all women can give Mayor Barry an erection. It doesn't matter.
Certainly, even the most hideous woman?
Even the most hideous, big, fat, old. It doesn't matter. I just think you have to have the right mindset. I've actually been with a few pigs. And, if your mind's right, you got the right. Hello, darling. Hi. How are you? I still have fans. There are fans walking by.
People love you. People love you, Mayor Barry.
Mayor for life. Mayor for life.
Mayor Barry.
Anyway, I was saying about women. All women give me an erection.
You ever go to donandmikefans.com and check out some of the girls that were in our big breast contest?
I just like to say that's a good website. I listen to you guys all the time when you had the boobs ladies on, and I like this. I wish you could keep doing more of the ladies. I like that.
Some of those women were not, they were not the best breasts I'd ever seen in my life.
It doesn't matter to me. I think all women are beautiful inside and out. And it's outside is important, but inside is good too, and you can always really appreciate it. Like I was down at the Camelot a couple of nights ago, and I said, you're beautiful. And one lady sat at my table. I said, you're beautiful outside, but you're beautiful inside too. And come on, out with me. I'd like to show you my penis. she turned me down, but I tell you, it's still beautiful on the inside.
All right, then listen. Now that you're not on trial,
I got the plea here, Don. I could read it to your listeners right now. I had a plea earlier today in the courthouse, in which I don't admit guilt, but I concede the prosecutors have enough evidence to convict me of second degree assault. Did I shove the cleaning lady?
With your penis.
An indecent exposure charge was dropped in my deal plea agreement, and I have to go 1 year unsupervised probation. That's unsupervised. It means it doesn't think I follow me around. 20 hours of community service, and I'll do that in D.C. in the district.
At the Camelot?
And I'd like to go down. Some of those girls need counseling.
Sure.
And I've been through some tough times, as everybody knows, and I give some of those girls counseling. And I have to pay $145 in court costs because I said that I pushed the cleaning lady at the airport.
Okay, then listen.
That's it. But I did not indecently expose.
You are not now.
Not indecently exposed. I want everybody to know that. I didn't indecently expose.
Okay, well, listen, just between you and me.
Yeah.
Your hand's not on the Bible now. You're not being sued now.
Just between you and me, though. I always talk frankly. When they set me up, that bitch set me up in the vista. I was honest with you then. I'll be honest with you now, Don. I consider you a friend. I always told you I wanted to make you chair on my school board. I did. You went to school of hard knocks. I wanted I was going to make you Dr. Geronimo.
And back
at the school board.
Back in the days when I partook, I wanted to party with you. You know that.
You fire that cracker that works for you yet? That boy with a crew cut?
Oh, Rob?
Yeah, you fire him yet?
No, not yet.
I made that a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so what were you gonna ask me?
Did you mean to pull your penis out in front of that woman?
Don, you put me on the spot. I'm just standing outside, just a couple blocks away from the courthouse with a satellite truck down here.
But nobody can hear what the question is. Did you pull out? Oh, say hi to the baby.
Hey, hello, darling. How you doing? Mayor for life. Yeah, good to see you, darling. What's that, Don?
Did you on purpose pull out your penis in front of the lady in the airport?
Yeah, I've been through so much with the media, and you're one of the media outlets that I've always supported, always given me a fair shake. You're not going to judge me, are you?
Of course. Have I judged you on anything?
Can I tell you something about that cleaning lady?
What about her?
She was fine. She didn't look like she should be in a cleaning outfit. She looked so good.
Baby got back. I mean, she had
fantastic.
Nice ass.
She was leaning over, getting a bucket, and I just saw, I saw sunshine, and I couldn't help myself. So I thought, sometimes, in the past, I've had moments where I could just take a woman, and just show her my penis, and we get down at it.
and she was fine, and I decided I'd just take it out. And when she saw it, she screamed, and she said, put that back. And I said, and that's when I said, I got to go to the bathroom, because I knew she didn't want any.
At any point?
She wasn't having any little Marion.
Did you ask her to kiss it?
I asked her to kiss it, touch it, shake it, rub it. But she didn't want any, and I said, come on, just touch it. And she said, no, you get out of here. You're indecent exposing me. And that's when I ran. I ran down to the gate. I ran down to my gate. How you doing? Good to see you. Mayor for life. No, that's all right, Donald. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm still, yeah, little baby. There's that baby. Get that baby out of here.
That is not your child, is it?
I'm not sure. So I just basically ran to the gate and just said I had to go pee. But she was just fine. But I didn't mean anything by it. I just was a compliment. I think it's a fine compliment to a woman when you take out your penis.
So you wanted to stab her in the ass?
I thought we might have a thing going. As I like to say, there was a moment. I thought we had a moment.
All right.
I thought that moment might result in us getting up on a sink and doing that right now. Those hair dryers that they have in there. I thought we had some moment there, but she told me, get out. You're indecent exposing me. I ran away, but she was fine. She was fine, man. She was serious. She looked good.
Who was the celebrity that she most resembled?
She probably like a movie star.
I know that the type you've gone for in the past is like Jack A. I know you love Jack A. on 227.
She wasn't as good as Jack A. She wasn't as nice looking as Jack A. She looked kind of a combination. She was a combination between J-Lo and Allie McBeal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's nice.
She wasn't a sister. She wasn't a sister, though.
I'm not sure. She screamed and I ran. I'm not sure. Race don't matter, Don. I tell you, that doesn't matter to me, and it shouldn't matter to anybody. Hello, darling. How you doing?
How's Effie doing, your ex-wife?
I think that a bitch. I don't. She don't talk to me anymore. I don't talk to her. I just don't want any contact. They're bygones. Be bygones. I just like to smile, sweat, go out, see people, have a good time.
Effie still like eating at sushi bars, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose she does. I don't keep in touch, but I've heard that. I've heard she's going to be going on the women's tennis circuit, you know? I just give you. So I'm okay now. So I got the community service, 20 hours, four costs. Right. And then I got that lawsuit that she'll drop. I hope she does, because I think if I could meet with her, the cleaning lady,
yeah,
at BWI,
yeah,
talk to her a little bit.
Right.
Sweet talk her a little bit. She'd be dropping that suit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She'd be doing more than that.
She'd be dropping her underpants.
Yeah, I think so. I just get a chance to, I still get a driver to drive me around. And I'd like to just get her back in the car and just say, hey, come on, darling. There's no point in giving me all this crap. Set me up for a bitch. I'll pay you some money. You want $300,000? I'll pay you $300. You just come back in my flat.
Are you still the night owl?
I go out at night. I don't go out as late as I used to. I go out usually 3-5 times a week at night. I go out to dinner, have dinner by 10, and go out to some clubs. I usually get in by 3-4.
Do you remember the good old days back when Mike and I used to do the morning zoo show, when every single week we have another story about you, the night owl? You'd be out caught like at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
I just want you to know,
your
traffic reporter that day, that Lori Neff, she hit my car. She hit my car. I didn't hit her car when I was coming back from going out. And I was going out to a fire. I wasn't coming back from clubbing when she was going to work at the morning show.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that.
I forgot that. Do you know that that's the truth?
Yeah.
A girl who did the traffic reports on our show one day.
That's the truth. I don't tell anything but it's true.
She was coming to work on our show.
Hey,
we bust on Mayberry all the time.
You get your prostate cancer surgery, you tell nothing but the truth.
Mayor Barry ran into her at 5:15 a.m.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was looking to make money, too. I apologize. I apologize to give her a pen. I said, go home.
She gave her a pen.
Go back. Go dump your sandy residue. Go have a good time. Just have some fun. I think all women out for getting me because of what I did up in the hotel. Hello, darling. That's two little babies.
You know, that baby sure does seem to be around an awful lot, Mayor Barry.
It's mine.
Oh, it's yours.
Yeah, I can't lie. It's mine. It's Marion.
Ah, dear.
Yeah. So I think people, I'm considered to be immensely popular still in D.C.
Well,
I could run for mayor again.
People say you could run for mayor. You could win instantly.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear that bow tie like that mayor has now. Don't worry about
Bear
that.
Bear Williams, you don't like him?
I don't like his bow tie.
Huh.
I don't wear no bow ties. Let's go to the cleaning lady. Nice piece of ass.
Okay.
Great
Bear
piece of ass.
Bear Barry. Thank you. you for your time.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. Listen, nice talking to you, Don. I hope things go good with the show, and we'll see you at the opening of the Redskins game.
All right, I'll see you there, Mary.
All right, you take care, man.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, let's just leave the mic open.
Okay. Good idea. Goddamn cracker.
Did he call me a cracker?
Yeah.
He's all right. Don's all right. He's a paid, blue-eyed silver. He's all right. Say, I am super horny. I've been a whole day. Hey, keep that kid quiet. I tell you right now, I want to go out. I want to go out. I want to get some food. Go out to some clubs. I want to get laid. I want some crack. I got a need for crack.
You got to be ecstasy.
Give me some exit.
All right, well, you know, someone should turn that off. Maybe this could be embarrassing for the mayor.
He spotted.
Okay,
that might be.
Turning that off.
Bring right more now. Trouble.
I'm just,
boy, he was candid.
Yes, he was.
That's well, incredible that he was there.
You know what? He's always been candid on this show.
Yeah, he opens up on this show.
Because he knows, with the exception of Rob Spiewak, he's right. Got friends on this show.
He doesn't forget Rob, though, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Boy, every single time he's interviewed.
Doesn't like you, Rob.
So Tapper's right there. Time for a call number 100 and a shot at $500 with the secret sound.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140, KHDK. Your proud home of the Kings. Go where no man has gone before.
Let's go to Mars.
Gary's the beast in an all-star cast. Learn we're not alone in Mission to Mars. Just one of the new hit movies you'll see on the Star Super Pack. Number one in new hit movies. It's the pack that includes up to 12 different movie channels. So call 800-SUPERPACK for the Star Super Pack. It's number one in new hit movies.
Number one in new hit movies based on the year 2000 total number of primetime yards of first month theatricals with at least $20 million in box office receipts.
The force you exert can be up to 10 times greater than normal chewing.
Dr. Gene Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
That's strong enough to crack a walnut. It can cause tooth loosening and even tooth loss. That's why I created a dental protected to cushion your teeth. It's called the Doctor's Night Guard. Because you fit it yourself, you'll save money. More importantly, you'll protect your teeth. And leave the walnuts for squirrels.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Has your hair been looking thinner? Here's Dr. Gordon, medical director of the Hair and Skin Treatment Center in New York, with some exciting news.
What makes people lose their hair is a bad body chemical called dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT. At our center, we have developed Avacor, an all-natural herbal treatment that stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle. You start regrowing new hair in the balding areas guaranteed. In 5 years of clinical testing, Avacor shows a 90% success rate in both men and women. Avacor is all natural and completely safe and effective.
Call 888-590-7366. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 888-590-7366. That's 888-590-7366.
The right equipment right now. At United Rentals, that's how we do business. We pride ourselves on the fact that we have the newest equipment in the best shape. Here's Pierre Dodier of Prestige Homes.
United Rentals equipment is just more reliable. Other companies rent out the equipment, it gets abused, comes back in. Whether or not they follow through with the customers and charge them for damage or not, they seem to just put it back online and rent it out, thinking that the equipment gets out there sooner. Whereas United Rentals, if there's a problem, they red tag it and always fix it before it goes out.
John Williams of ACI Mechanical.
About 2 weeks ago, I needed a specific type of welding machine. I needed it in San Jose. Gus is naturally up here in Sacramento, and he was able to get it to me on a Friday night so I could use it over the weekend. That's not the first time he's went out of his way to help me out like that.
No one has more locations, more equipment, more experience, and more resources than United Rentals. No one. United Rentals. the right equipment right now. Official rental company of Arco Arena and the Sacramento Kings.
In Northern California, builders have known for years the best source for redwood lumber is right here in the Sacramento area at Dusty Creek Lumber in El Dorado Hills. Dusty Creek Lumber has all grades of premium Palco redwood lumber ready for delivery at extremely competitive builder prices. And to complement your redwood project, Dusty Creek has the complete line of Super Deck products to stain and seal your pride and joy for years to come. Call Dusty Creek Lumber now at 933-1355. 933-1355. Dusty Creek Lumber, your one-stop hardware and redwood source.
For years, you've been hearing me talk about the attributes of Chase Chevrolet. Hi, Dave Irons for Chase Chevrolet and Chevy Truck World in Stockton. Today, I thought it might be time for you to hear directly from some of our customers.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marianne Ray?
It is.
Hi, Marianne, this is Dave Irons from Chase Chevrolet in Stockton. I hope I'm not catching you by surprise, but I was wondering if you could tell us about your experience with Chase Chevrolet.
Okay, well, I've bought three vehicles. We've bought three vehicles from Chase Chevrolet over the past 10 years. We found Chase to be, the sales department to be very nice and professional. They treated us with dignity and respect, and every time I've had a problem, if I've had a problem, I've gone into the service department and gotten my car out within one day, which is very important because we live up in Nevada City, California.
Thanks, Marianne. Well, there you have it, folks. An unrehearsed testimonial giving you, I hope, a few reasons to visit Chase Chevrolet and Chevy Truck World Stockton. Stay by your phones. You may be next.
Anytime's a good time for IHOP.
Anytime it's you.
Lighter-than-air scrambled eggs, omelets, and of course those pure IHOP touches, like a pot of coffee that never leaves the table.
At IHOP, try their best of the best breakfasts. Their world-famous buttermilk pancakes topped with your choice of strawberry, blueberry, or cinnamon apple topping. They've got three different best of the best breakfasts to fit any size appetite, starting at only $2.99, weekdays only. Anytime's a good time for IHOP.
Last year, Bank of the West invented National Be Nice to Business Month. It was a way to reward all the small and medium-sized businesses that get our dry cleaning done on time, build our homes and offices, and write those wonderful radio commercials. And it was also a way to drum up a little business for ourselves. Well, we're happy to say it's back. So if you have a small or medium-sized business, come to Bank of the West by May 4th, and you'll get a whole package of free stuff. First, you'll get checking with no monthly service charge for a year. You'll get a business credit card with no annual fee for a year. We also have business link loans and lines of credit with no loan origination fee. And we'll even throw in $50 toward your first order of checks. So come into Bank of the West during National Be Nice to Business Month, now through May 4th. After that, we'll still be nice, but it's going to cost you.
Bank of the West, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Certain restrictions apply.
Sports 1140, KHTK, Sacramento.
Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow, that I tried to get over it, and I couldn't. So what?
Full of double entendre, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, this is left over from yesterday. We'll get right to caller 100, I promise. Well, let me do caller 100 first, and then I got to just read you parts of the Larry King column from yesterday. Did you read it yesterday? Oh, hysterical. Yesterday. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Can I call 100?
Yes, right. Sure you are. What's your name?
Ryan Bringle.
Hi, Ryan Bringle. Where are you from, Ryan?
Westminster, Maryland.
Beautiful. Call 100. You won the 61 prize back. Don't miss the HBO film 61. A movie about the gay love affair between Mickey Mantle and Billy Crystal. Also featuring Roger Maris.
Wonderful.
61, Saturday, April 28, 9 p.m. HBO 61 tells the inside story of the home run race between Mickey and Roger. Trust me, when you see the making of 61, you will be as sour on it as I am.
Two things I'm looking for on cable. I'm looking for the making of, and I'm also looking for Bravo
with Helen,
and the interview with Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt. 61 asterisk does look like it'll be a great movie.
Good.
It's just the crap. Well, I told you yesterday.
The hype.
Yeah, with Billy Crystal. He just makes me want to puke. You're going to play for $500 right now with the secret sound, a common everyday sound. It's a clicking sound.
A clicking sound.
But I'll give you a clue.
Oh, good.
If you want a clue.
Well, Rob is very, very distraught.
You could hear it in your home.
Yes, you can.
Or you could hear it in your office.
Oh.
Okay? That's your clue.
He liked the first clue, but he didn't like the second one.
Yes, of course. The thing you can hear in your home, that's something we say all the time, but you can also hear it in the office. We'll play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Channel 9.
And we wish you constantly.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. What are you taking a BM?
No, I'm trying to think what that sound could be.
Oh, yeah, it's concentrating.
Yes.
If we give away the money, it's courtesy of Main Street Idol. Yeah!
Yes.
For $500. What is the sound?
Closing a VCR.
What? Could you be more specific?
Like on the bottom, where you had that little tray sometimes, when you close that, where it has the hidden button?
Yeah, no, listen, it's got absolutely... Hey, what's wrong with this thing? I'm hitting it like a madman.
Oh,
hold on,
I gotcha.
Nope. Oh, no, there... No! No.
Oh.
That's wrong. Thank you, though.
All right, thank you.
And don't forget that every guest gets
a clue for you.
Hey, Robbie, did you make the call for Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a great Mike and Mike show coming up.
Very good.
Listen, this Larry King column yesterday. I mean, I know it's easy to parody these columns where this Phoebe just writes, "It's my two cents," but this one from yesterday's USA Today, we didn't have time to read it to you. It reads like a parody, but it really is what Larry King had.
This is really from the mind of Larry King.
In his column yesterday, it's my two cents. How in the world can a sperm provide a ton of health equipment, but those skim milk with a coffee?
Now, right there, that tells you Larry is sitting in some exotic spa, probably with a bathrobe on, and he orders a cup of coffee with skim milk, and they don't have any, and has a meltdown.
Mm-hmm. The endearing quality of Lincoln Nelson's appeal never ceases to amaze me. Okay, that means he was sucking Michael Eisner's ass.
Right.
You know, or he got free Mickey Mouse toys from his kids or something, you know.
Exactly.
Okay, let me see. Catherine Zeta-Jones is as nice as she is beautiful and talented.
This is the horny Larry.
I mean,
these are little warning signs for Mrs. King.
What this means is Larry just got his jerk on. He just watched Entrapment for about the 100th time when Michael Douglas is making Catherine Zeta-Jones go through the wire system.
Yeah, a year ago, year and a half ago, you don't see that kind of a blur.
No.
In Larry's column. He would not mention another woman.
No. Well, he takes his Viagra, he puts on his Entrapment.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Ooh.
I know I'm getting older when I drive on streets or in their buildings named after people I have known.
Yeah, and that's just him and his giant ego.
Like when I'm on Sandy Koufax Boulevard. let me see. You know, you could have put this in as a blind item in USA Today, and you could have written thoughts from a retarded person, and it would have read, you could have presented it like, we went down to the local funny farm, and we found someone who's really troubled.
Right, and here are his random ramblings.
But listen to how much progress he's making.
Sure.
They don't come any better than the late Willie Stargell.
Yeah, that's, you know, he's trying to be a little topical there. You know, we all like Willie Stargell.
Why do airlines continue to use the 757 on coast-to-coast flights? It's a very uncomfortable journey.
And you know what that means? That means he had a bad experience on the airplane.
Right, absolutely. He would have been happier on the 777.
If Al Gore calls, be sure to get his number.
What does that mean?
That's open for debate. I have no idea.
If Al Gore calls, I get, is he making noise about the fact that Gore is going to make a comeback or what?
Who knows what he means?
Now, I thought he meant that he has no, like, easy way to get in touch with him now because he doesn't have an office. He's not vice president anymore, okay. So you need to know where to call him back.
Right. Now, here's one that defines the idiocy of Larry's column. Really, this is what he gets parodied on all the time. And this is really in his column yesterday.
You look up actor in the dictionary... You got a picture of Sean Penn. Please.
Wonder how Larry felt about Fast Times at Ridgemont High. The definitive Sean Penn movie.
ESPN television promo spots are hysterical.
Yeah, late to the party on that one, Larry.
Absolutely. What took so many newspapers so long to find color?
That's really kissing the ass of his own USA Today family.
Dot, dot, dot. The truth is, nobody knows what's going to happen to the stock market tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Yeah.
You know, that means that Larry just lost his ass today in the stock market.
Right. There's a brilliant insight, too. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
Good forecast. And as a matter of fact, that 757 airplane that he complained about, I'm going to predict I know the airport that he flew into. Because the next item, dot, 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 you'd have to go far and wide to find a worse airport than New York's LaGuardia.
Now, you guys disagree with him on that, don't you?
Well, it's only because we love the Yankee Clippers so much.
Yeah, there you go.
No, it is a sucky airport, but it's an airport.
Yeah,
I mean, an airport's an airport.
Do I eat meat in Paris or London?
That's the mad cow.
The rhetorical question for Larry, the world traveler.
Big meat eater.
Dr. Grip's ballpoint pen is the best I've ever used.
Get some free ones.
Yeah.
He'll get some free pens. And, of course, he can only eat meat in Paris for breakfast.
Jesus Christ. If I were directing a movie, I'd want the writer of the film around the fit all the time. These things are like, you know, you could say, you could have print this in the newspaper saying, hey, we got a picture, we got a page out of John Hinckley's diary today. You know, the dude who shot Reagan.
Right.
Larry.
Hi.
I have never sent a memo or an email because I figure if I can't communicate it verbally, I may as well not bother.
There's old man Larry right there. That's old man, old anti-technology Larry.
Lists like best and worst or in and out that are so popular, lose me for openers.
That meant that he was on an out list. Somewhere along the line, he was on an out list.
I liked Will Rogers a lot, but I don't believe for a minute he meant the statement he never meant the man he didn't like.
Larry's in a very bad mood writing that column. You know, he's hating everybody. It's terrific.
Here's the biggest lie. I never learn anything when I'm talking.
Oh,
yeah, that's the humble Larry.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fake humble Larry. Right.
So not true.
Evan Hunter never wrote a bad sentence.
There he is, personal thoughts.
Mm-hmm. With Bob Costas off network coverage and Vin Scully doing the Dodgers, John Miller reigns alone at the top of baseball broadcast.
I think he gives John Miller a hit every year this time of year.
Pompous journalists who become judge and jury over other journalists lose their credibility.
Now, Larry, you can tell that Larry's feeling the heat over, remember when he hugged W. Bush and he took all the... So that's what that is. We see it, Larry. It's transparent.
And the last one is for you, Mike.
Okay.
There's Pedro Martinez, and then there's every other pitcher.
Did I mention I like that column?
Yeah. I mean, really?
Right.
This is like, you could, Tonight you could go on Entertainment Tonight and say, da-da-da-da-da-da, hi, this is Mary Hart. I know you heard the story about the producer of The West Wing who was busted for shrooms. We found these crazy scribblings on the back of a script for The West Wing. And then you would see it up on the TV screen.
Larry!
You'd see it. You know.
Do I eat meat when I go to London or Paris?
Yes, please.
If Al Gore calls, we sort of get his number. Catherine Zeta-Jones is as nice as she is beautiful and talented.
Larry is horny.
Yes.
Didn't he have, like, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones
yes.
on? You know, and he was
uh-huh.
like, I wish Michael wasn't here. Maybe if he wasn't, we could spend the night together and go out for breakfast.
I'm so good with oral.
I am fantastic. They call me Larry the Lip.
Larry the Lip.
Send Michael Douglas home. He's old, too. Okay. You like older men.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Breakfast.
Oh, when we come back. Okay, Mike Oxbig and...
Michael Soros?
Soros, yes. We're doing the Mike and Mike show right
now. Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike show.
HHDK. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's different this time.
Here's where you can pick up your Don and Mike Las Vegas style show tickets this week.
Attention Solano County. Here's your chance to get the hottest ticket in town. This Thursday morning, be at Carl's Jr. at 98 Peabody Road in Vacaville. Sports 1140 will be there starting at 11:30 with a limited number of tickets for the Don and Mike Las Vegas style show. That's Thursday morning, Carl's Jr. in Vacaville from the home of the radio gods. Sports 1140 KHDK.
Select new Toyotas are available with great new options, like a choice of low 2.9, 3.9, or 4.9% APR financing on all 2001 Camrys, Corollas, Solaras, Avalons, Siennas, and 4Runners. Plus, get an additional $750 cash back on Camry. That's low financing plus cash back. Pick the car and the deal that's right for you. But you better hurry. So many financing options on so many Toyotas can only last so long. So see your Toyota dealer today. Factory cash back at APR available on new 2001 model year only and excludes Solara convertibles. APR available to qualified buyers only with premium rated credit, FICO score 660 or above through Toyota Financial Services. Amount financed not to exceed $25,000 on Solara, Avalon, or Sienna. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2001. See your participating dealer for details.
Excuse me, does this bus stop at Park Street?
Sure does.
Thanks.
Hey, you're new here, aren't you?
Yeah, my car got stolen last week.
Not too bad. What were you driving?
A Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm. Lost a Chevy Cavalier last year myself.
Oh, sorry.
See that woman over there?
Yeah.
Ford Thunderbird.
Really?
And that guy?
Uh-huh.
Two Jeep Cherokees.
No.
Yep, one right after the other.
You don't say.
And that really unhappy-looking guy in the back?
Don't tell me.
Lexus.
Ouch.
In the Sacramento area, a vehicle is stolen nearly every hour. If your car is stolen, LoJack is the best way to get it back. That's because LoJack is the only stolen vehicle recovery system used by the police. If you don't have LoJack, you could find yourself seeking alternate transportation sooner than you think.
Hey, just how many people on this bus had their car stolen anyway?
Well, let me show you.
Hey, everybody! Meet Honda Accord!
Wow. LoJack is now available in the Sacramento-Stockton area. Visit LoJack.com or see your local new or used car dealer today and get it back with LoJack.
The following is a real phone call.
Hello?
Hi, is Jason there?
Yeah, this is him.
My name is Fran Buckley, and I'm calling from i1.com.
Yes?
You log on to our website?
Right.
You like it a lot?
If you're telling me I won $10,000, I'm going to go nuts.
Jason?
Yeah?
You won $10,000.
You're kidding me!
No.
Dad! I just won $10,000 from i1.com.
i1.com gives away $10,000 every day, $1 million a month, and a chance to win $25 million on tax day. And it's free. You use it like Yahoo or other search engines. So go to iwon.com today and collect chances to win just for doing things like reading the news, checking your email, or searching the web. And now with i1 cash points, everyone's a winner. i1.com. Why wouldn't you? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 3/31/02. For rules, call 888-782-8461.
If only your house could talk, what would it say?
Wow, my first
spring. Isn't this when I'm supposed to get a garden? I think I saw the neighbors putting some stuff in the ground.
Now is the best time to get to Lowe's, because we have certified nursery specialists who will help you get that garden started.
I hope I get some poppies or some calla lilies. Aren't they supposed to get my flowers now in the spring?
Lowe's has a wide variety of shrubs, trees, and flowers you won't find anywhere else. And every plant is guaranteed to last for a full year.
My front yard needs some color. Maybe a little rock garden by the mailbox.
We'll even help you with the finishing touches, like paving stones or decorative planters. And at Lowe's, our prices can't be beat. We guarantee it. If you find the same item anywhere else for less, we'll not only match it, we'll beat it by 10%.
Now I'm all ready for my first spring shower.
So come to Lowe's and let us help your house tell the story of who you really are. Lowe's, improving home improvement. See store for details.
Hey, this is the stomach coming at you from deep inside your body. And now, I'm running the show.
Whoa, stomach, what are you thinking?
I'll tell you what I'm thinking, brain. I'm thinking AM, PM. Kip Witch ice cream sandwiches, nachos with extra cheese, and chili dogs.
Hey, one at a time, Turbo.
Easy, hard. AM, PM has plenty of Rolaid. Not to mention Cool Ranch Doritos Junior Mint. And for just $8.99, ice cold 12 packs of Corona.
Right on, stomach.
I hear your tongue. Teriyaki beef jerky and strawberry Haagen-Dazs, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, stomach, somebody has to look at you in the mirror every morning.
Look, I'm the man. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, because I'm taking this train on a trip to paradise. Right now at AM PM, ice cold 12 packs of Corona are just $8.99. AM PM, too much good stuff.
At participating stores for limited time, prices may vary. You must be 21 years of age or older to purchase alcoholic beverages. AM PM reminds you not to drink and drive.
All righty, today we got pizza expert Billy Gardell helping us answer some listener mail about Roundtable's newest pizza, the pepperoni roastadoro. Billy, you want to read one?
Yeah, this next one is from Marcus in San Jose. He writes, "Dear Pizza Talk, I just wanted to say I ate a whole pepperoni roastadoro in just under 4 minutes."
Wow.
He adds, "I'm the greatest pizza eater of all time."
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow. Guys, I'm going to have to disagree with you. It's not about speed.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't walk into the Louvre and give the Mona Lisa 10 seconds of your time. You're taking the essence of Da Vinci's genius.
He's got a point.
A similar approach needs to be taken with the pepperoni roastadoro. You slowly take it in. Savor the flavor, the roasted garlic, tomatoes, four different kinds of cheese. This is art. It's guys like Marcus that give educated pizza eaters a bad name. Marcus, if you're listening, slow it down.
The new pepperoni roastadoro is here. The next great pizza from Roundtable. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me!
I'll go on record with this. I don't mind telling you. The Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, tomorrow, it's the Banana Cooter Shooter Show.
Wow!
A girl's coming in to try to set a world record. She's going to try to shoot a banana 6 to 7 feet out of her cooter.
Won't that be amazing to witness?
She's going
to
bend down and get in like a stance to height the football. She's going to insert the banana and then shoot it right out of her cooter.
We'll have the measuring tape.
And Thursday... Who is not looking forward to our first ever backwards show?
Where we are going to start at the end and end with the beginning.
Yeah, that is on Thursday.
It's a riddle.
Now, Bridges and Midge is on the phone.
All good.
So, you know, we got the Mike Oxbig thing to do here.
Oh, yeah.
See if we can talk to her tomorrow. Hey, Bridge.
Okay, hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Dolan.
Everybody, this is Bridget the Midget.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi.
The original Bridget the Midget, the girl who forever changed the Las Vegas style show.
Yes, she did. Yeah, she was there at the very beginning.
I think Bridget is the very first girl who ever just got up and spontaneously took her shirt off on stage.
God bless her.
Special moment. Yeah. Many years ago, and now, you know, look what it's turned into now, live, you know. Three on three, four on four, five on five sex shows.
Amazing.
Oh, my God, I've missed so much.
Yes. And you graduated college?
I've graduated from UCLA, yeah. And now I'm working as a teaching assistant at UCLA.
Do you ever regret anything you did on our show?
Well, yeah, there were a few pictures that ended up on the internet from that show, which eventually got around to my parents.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so that was a bit embarrassing for some time, but, you know, they're in Maryland, I'm in L.A., so it's not bad.
Is there a man in your life, Bridget?
There's sort of a relationship on pause. I was dating this guy, and he's in Scotland working on his master's degree.
So another egghead.
Well, egghead like me, sure.
Well, see, I mean, is he in your molecular biology?
Oh, no,
degree?
Actually, he's in literature.
Oh.
He's in literature. Do you still look the same?
No, actually, I cut my hair. It's short and pixie-like.
Pixie-like?
Oh, really? have you let yourself go? We have.
I wanted to ask Mike how his colon is.
My colon is great.
Excellent.
But unfortunately, there's someone else on this show that has a worse colon than I have now.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine now, Bridget, but I had to have emergency surgery.
But you're okay now, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So old.
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent, good.
You know, Buzz had to brown bag it for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
So, no, I haven't let myself go. I still run and all that good stuff.
You do?
Yeah, I live in Venice Beach, so I run, like, right on the boardwalk.
You still have a pierced navel?
I have a pierced navel, and I got a tattoo.
You did?
Where?
On the back of my neck.
Of what?
Of a pixie laying in the grass.
You're into pixies.
I love pixies. I'm into pixie fairy fantasy deal.
I love pixies. Really?
You know, you should come... She'll come up to Sacramento and see us in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, Charlie Broyhill was telling me, and I can't really pay for a plane ticket, and I would have to take off school on Friday. I would love to. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
All of our friends let us down.
Yes, they do. But don't worry, Bridget. You haven't let us down as much as Scott the Dwarf did.
Scott the Dwarf has gone Hollywood with his band, The Little Kings.
Yeah. Came in yesterday on a whole star trip. At least you're still the same sweet Bridget the Midget, right?
Ah, thanks. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. And you're going to find, like, a cure for cancer someday, too, aren't you?
I'm working on it.
There you go.
All right.
Good for you, Bridget.
All right, Bridget. Thanks for checking in.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for talking to me, guys.
All right. You know what?
Huh.
Hold on. We need to get a... You know, now, if we're going to be aligned with that website...
Yeah.
DonnaMikeFans.com.
Right.
We have to get a current picture of Bridget, even if it's...
Clothes.
With a shirt on.
Of course.
For the website.
Yeah.
So we can see what you look like now.
Okay. There's this club that I go to out in Hollywood, and they put up pictures of, like, the people that go to the club. There's one of me on there.
And, you know, if you happen to be drunk or you're taking extra...
I take off my shirt.
You take X or something some night and you feel like it, you know, just take your shirt off.
And fire us a picture.
People don't do X in Hollywood. Are you kidding?
Right.
All right, hold on, Bridget.
All right.
Bridget the Midget.
Very smart.
Well, giggly. She started it. You know, we used to just go out like 5 years ago when we knew Bridget. We used to just go out and do these shows where we would do games like we had. Remember, we would have a couple with a balloon between them, and they had to, like, simulate humping, and the last couple that didn't break the balloon won a prize. Well, all of that changed when Bridget the Midget came out on stage and took her shirt off.
Absolutely.
Yep. And that's when we realized...
Sex.
Sells. Okay, time now for Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
Mike Latouris, that's capital L, small A, capital T, A-U-R-U-S.
Rob, if you wouldn't mind making the call.
Sure, we'll get Bob on the phone.
All right, now here's the setup on the... Hi, Charlie.
Hi, I just want to remind you to clearly pronunciate.
Oh, please.
Each name.
Please do
pronunciate
not,
is not a word.
No, please do not kill me on the dump button on this.
Don't make us. It's not how you should say
Mike
it.
Mike Oxbig.
You can't say that word you just did.
Mike Oxbig.
Right.
And I can
you
and
can't
I say
blur.
And I say I, Mike Blur.
Latouris.
You can say Michael Torres.
No, come on.
No, I have to say Mike Latouris.
Fine. Mike Latouris.
Is that okay?
You have to say Mike.
Mike Latouris.
You can't get lazy on it like you sometimes.
So I can't say Mike Latouris.
Like you just
big thing last time.
This was the same thing.
What Charlie's doing is what you asked for them to come in and tell you before we do it.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be on our side.
I'm just telling you, I am on your side.
Now you're gonna make them. They're gonna have to use the
now delay. Somebody hitting the delay on you?
Yes, because he just said the "see you in Toledo" word.
Right.
Well, because I said it about a million times yesterday.
All right.
Okay, Mike. Oxbig.
Thank you.
And Mike Latouris.
Yes, I've done my part.
All right, still funny. All right, get out. Get out. Jesus Christ. takes the wind out of our sails, but he's doing his job.
You calling Bob?
Is Bob around? Let me tell you, the second time today we've done that. And I'm turning it into Biff Barnes, but I can't help it. I just got Biff Barnes on the brain.
Here is the, you could use that voice.
That's the one I'd like to use. Biff Barnes, Mike.
It's
Orange.
The setup.
Hi, Bob.
This dude.
Williamson with Westwood One Radio, the Mike and Mike Show. How are you?
He's a car dealer.
I like Rob's calling him.
Talk to you, and you'll be able to get on the air with them. I understand you got quite a place out there. Yeah. We're based in New York City, but we're all over the nation. We're a syndicated program. Okay, it's Mike and Mike, and when you speak to Mike and Mike, you're going to be on the elephant. All right, hang on there, Bob.
All right, so this guy has a car dealership.
Uh-huh.
And he has 1950s-style diner food on the site.
He has a diner right there so you can buy a car and also get yourself a burger.
It's a dumb interview. We'd never do this interview in a million years.
Of course, sure we would, John.
Just a chance to say Mike Oxbig. Uh-huh.
And Mike... What's orange?
Good afternoon, everybody. It's 24 minutes after the hour. And a happy Tuesday to y'all. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris. How are you?
And we're joined now on the phone all the way from San Diego, California. Let's say hi to Bob Hamsey. Bob, hi. Welcome to the Mike and Mike Show. This is Mike Oxbig.
Hi, Bob. And Mike Latouris with you. How you doing selling those cars and, you know, making burgers?
Hey, thanks for calling, guys. Yeah, we're having a good time in San Diego. Come on down.
Fantastic. We always like classic cars on the Oxbig Latouris get-together.
This reminder, it's now 25 past the hour. Weather, traffic, together, Bing Bong on the 8th. We'll be followed tonight in the Shroom Room by Joe Ardinger. We'll be discussing the untimely arrest of the writer and producer of the West Wing, Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin, who is a fantastic writer for the West Wing.
Arrested today for mushrooms. Now, the last time I checked in the Oxbig home, this is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
The last time I checked in the Oxbig home, we only use mushrooms with beef stroganoff or
right
with pizza.
That's right. That's what mushrooms are good on.
A pizza pie.
Have you ever had grilled mushrooms on steak?
Oh, have I?
Oh, that's good, too.
Delish.
Do you serve steak at your 1950s-style diner?
Hey, guys, what'd you ask me there?
I said, do you serve steak and mushrooms at your 50s-style diner?
I'll tell you, we have steak in the evening, we have Philly cheesesteaks in the afternoon.
That's great. It's 26 minutes after the hour, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
If you're listening to us, you're having a great day. Happy Tuesday, S-H-I Tuesday, sure. Happy it's Tuesday. We're on the phone right now with newsmaker Bob Hamsey from San Diego, California.
It seems you can get a burger and fries with that car you buy. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we have a Saturday special. Buy a car and get a cheeseburger. Buy an expensive car, I'll give you anything on the menu.
Wow, what a great, great promotion that is. It's 27, Bing Bong, past the hour.
I tell you, the Latourises love cheese.
Everybody, this is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
And you're listening to the Two for the Road Show, a happy combination of music, traffic, and information to get you home in an adult style. It's 27 past the hour. Listen to this one now. A man on the phone says, would you like fries with your Chevy? And he's on our phone right now.
He's Bob Hamsey, and he's selling 50s-style food and 50s-style cars. Right, Bob?
You got it. We got cars out of the 50s and 60s. It's a full dealership with the diner in the middle of the showroom.
Don't forget tonight of the Spiewak Spotlight. Rob Spiewak will be tackling the very tough and controversial subject of today's KKK.
Fantastic. That's an always innovative program, and it's great broadcast journalism. Certainly better than some of the coverage you see of the tax man.
Tonight, Rob discusses the triple K, the KKK.
Serious stuff.
Controversial, you bet. But that's what we're all about at Westwood One. It's 28 past the hour. Bing bong. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Litoris, everyone.
Listen to this.
Bob, have you ever sold a 57 Chevy to a guy in the Klan?
Well, we've sold a lot of 57 Chevys. We have a lot of people who want to eat in the 57 Chevys that are sitting on the showroom floor.
That is crazy. Listen to this now. Would you like fries with your Chevy? You buy a car from those gentlemen.
And they've got a diner right on the premises.
That's nutty. That's absolutely nutty. Tonight, don't forget the Elston Report coming up at midnight.
Absolutely. Mike Elston will be discussing closet organization. Is it right for you, and how do you get all the clothes to go just where they're supposed to go?
The reds with the reds, the blues with the blues. You know, that's the way that Rob Spiewak would like to organize the people of this great world.
I understand that, and he's always got very controversial insights into the world around us.
As the great Walt Disney once said, it's a small world. After all, Big Bug 29 past the hour. Hi, everybody, and happy Tuesday. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Litoris.
And you're listening to Two for the Road, a final informative way to drive home on this good-looking Tuesday. You're not going to believe the fellow we have, the firecracker we have on the phone right now, the live wire we have, the loose cannon we have.
Bob Hamsey from San Diego.
Bob, can you tell us in a nutshell about this amazing idea you've come up with to sell cars?
We put together a regular dealership, like a Ford or a Chevy dealership, except the only thing in our showroom is cars out of the 50s and 60s, and we have a full repair and restoration, a big retail store selling memorabilia and parts and high performance, and right in the middle of the showroom is the 50s diner. We have people come in all day long and eat lunch and dinner.
But we are absolutely out of it.
Litoris, thanks so much for coming on the Oxbig Litoris get-together, Bob.
Thanks a lot.
We want to thank you very much. This has been a fascinating call. You know, we love giving you a little slice of Americana, a little apple pie with ice cream right on top.
You're right about that, but now it's time to go.
Yes, until next time, we want to thank you for making our time part of your time. You know, time, it passes so quickly. Yes, we all need to treasure it just a little bit. So until next time, your time, your time, the current time is half past the hour. Hey, everybody, this is Mike Oxbig. Into the Two for the Road program on Westwood One. Bye, Bob. Stand by for Larry's Lesions. Larry Michael will be discussing canker sores. Coming up next to the health report. Are we off the air now? We're clear.
We're clear?
We're clear.
Is Bob gone?
Bob, are you still there, sir?
I'm there.
Hold on a second, please.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Why don't you do the post-interview with Bob.
Sure. Do that.
Bob, you're really great. Thanks
so much for giving us some time, Bob.
Thanks. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for asking.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
You're good people. Hold on. Our producer needs to talk to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Christ. For Christ's sake. Okay. Just put him on hold.
Bob! Hey, Rob Williamson, how are you?
I think that went great. How do you think it went? Yeah, well, they have to sort of communicate the information between the entertainment there. We'd love to see some information about your shop. If you could mail it to us, that'd be great. Okay, here's what I need you to do. Can you take down an address?
Ask him to rate it on a 1 to 10. How did you rate the interview?
How do you think that went on a 1 to 10? 10 being the best.
Oh, God. He's giving him a long answer.
So what do you think? Like a 7? Okay, great. Here's our address. Mike Oxbig. That's M-I-K-E... And then O-X-B-I-G-G, and then Mike, M-I-K-E, Litoris, capital L, small a, capital T, small a, small u, small r, small u, small s.
Else.
U.S., like a Taurus, like the newer Fards. I don't guess you have any of those on the lot, do you?
Fards.
Fards. And that's care of 10-800 Main Street, M-A-I-N. You can send it to our southern office at Fairfax, F-A-I-R, F-A-X, Virginia, V-A, 22030. Yeah, could you read back the whole address? We want to make sure we get all that information about those classics.
It's his own circle jerk right there.
Yeah.
Right. And the names again?
He's slowing around.
Hey, thanks. That's great. And good luck with the fries and the shakes and the burgers. All right, bye now.
All right, so come on, get on mic. What did he have to say?
Bravo.
What did he have to say?
He said something to you when he read the names back.
He just said them perfectly right, is all. He says them in such a way that we'd be prevented from recreating.
Okay.
He's going to send us some information. He said that it went very differently than a lot of the radio shows in California.
Sure.
He thinks it has something to do with our format. He says, I'm sure it sounded good on the air. He gives it a 7.
There you go.
Oh, 7. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Bravo. Bob Hamsley. Hamsley Burgers. Hey, how about that? A 57 Chevy and a burger.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine the stupid dish jockeys that really call that guy? Like, they do a real interview with him?
Oh, I'm sure Diamond in the Morning.
So would you pass it on to Scott, Sharon, and Todd?
Fantastic for Dynasty Stars.
Scott and Todd. It's time now for News with Buzz.
Yes, it is. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
bare-boat,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzzy.
He made it up.
And what's your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, Washington's former mayor back in court.
Ooh. Well, this is an exclusive that you've already heard today on the show, but if you must just rehash news we've already had.
We'll get that right after this. That was very... Oh, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
America's premier sex jesters.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
All right, here is Guy Birdley now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, former Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry has been sentenced to a year's probation and community service after a run-in with a cleaning woman at BWI Airport. The woman says Barry pushed her and exposed himself in a men's room. Barry is a prostate cancer survivor and says he has to urinate frequently.
I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, penis, penis.
Penis, penis, penis.
He says he just gotten off the plane and needed the facilities. He denies both the assault and exposure charges, but he agreed not to fight assault, and the state agreed not to pursue exposure. The former mayor wanted a jury trial originally, but changed his mind, saying he didn't think he'd get a fair shake.
How do you feel? Just fine from assault, okay?
There he is. That's our mayor. Mayor for life.
There he goes. Barry will do 20 hours of community service in D.C. He reportedly does 10 to 15 hours of community service a week anyway in the district.
When he's not spending time with his son.
He will pay the $145 in court costs.
Ken. And his other son, Jack. His older son, Jack.
I'm Jack Barry.
Oh.
The former mayor is also facing a $300,000 lawsuit from the woman. He says she's going to lose that lawsuit. Barry told WTOP radio this afternoon she's not going to get a nickel, not a penny from me.
My Lord, you are a scrappy young woman.
Please do not credit WTOP.
Well, you have to if you're going to steal from them.
No, you don't.
Well, it's a kind of a rule.
Oh, come on, Jesus Christ, you are such an altar boy sometimes. Please, WTOP's the enemy.
Okay.
I'll only speak about them, and you only mention on the radio station, we say bad stuff about them.
Bad seed. They're very bad. I'll add that.
They are. They're the worst news operation I've ever heard. Please, do you agree with me?
Booyah!
Thank you.
The creator of the...
Do you think that Jack Diamond is tomorrow morning going to go, hey, Thanks to Don and Mike on WJFK for giving me the idea for that bit.
No, we mention other stations and other shows sometimes, so I didn't think it'd be a problem.
No, I'm sorry. I'm very protective like that. Right. If you were in the same room as me right now, I'd urinate all over you.
Well, I'm thankful that we're not.
Well, you know, it's like marking the territory.
I understand.
The news is part of our show. You steal the news from somebody else, it's fine. Steal it.
And how did Mayor Barry's other son feel about it?
Who's the next one?
Daryl Strong.
Sorry. The creator of The West Wing says he's ready to do what his lawyer tells him and whatever's best for his family. Aaron Sorkin was arrested at the airport in Burbank, California, when security found what they believe are magic mushrooms in his luggage.
Magic. Hi, welcome to Burbank Jail.
Where he ended up.
Hi.
Sorkin had just finished writing the last episode of the season and was on his way to Las Vegas.
I bet he was.
Sorkin, and he
wasn't even moving.
Headed out of town. Sorkin's admitted having drug problems in the past. He was treated for cocaine addiction in 1995.
I still like the bit we did like 4 hours ago where it was Buzz Burbank Jail.
Burbank Jail.
Hi.
Wow.
Here's my wife, Marcia. She'll be your matron.
The prison matron in the Burbank Jail. She does the cooking.
Because I'm nice. Oh, sorry.
They're so nice, they pick me as their spokesman. Because I'm nice.
Because I'm nice.
It'll be quite a meeting, and it's just a few hours away. Both the U.S. and China are promising forthright conversations about the spy plane incident. It's likely we'll show them video that proves their plane bumped into ours.
Go ahead, Buzz.
And that should be interesting because the Chinese government's been telling its people the pilot was a hero. In the meeting, the U.S. will also demand that China allow our mechanics to repair the plane, and of course, we're demanding they give us the plane back.
Well, here's exactly what the meeting's going to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't hear this very often, the U.S. condemning the Israelis. But Secretary of State Colin Powell says the Israelis went too far when they moved.
Rob just bumped his fist. The way Tiger Woods does after he makes a shot.
Shocker.
Yeah! Take the Israelis out of there! Yeah!
Colin Powell says they went too far when they moved into a Palestinian area of the Gaza Strip yesterday. Powell says that was an overreaction to the mortars fired into a small Israeli town near Gaza yesterday. Powell says the retaliation was excessive and that Israel should keep its promise to pull out of the area. And just hours after Colin Powell made those remarks, Israeli troops began to pull back.
Well, good for them. They listened to the colon. Hold on. Got to do this. Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
They live by the ass and die by the ass. And Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Don and Mike. Well, we were talking about the Israelis and then the fighting. Well, in the upcoming Miss Universe pageant, Miss Israel will be wearing a bulletproof vest over her silk gown.
Sexy.
Ooh. The flak jacket will be decorated with diamonds to give it a feminine touch. The gown's designer says the message is that everyday life should go on despite the Middle East violence.
But how are we going to see her boobs?
Well, you probably won't under that flak jacket.
Can't you cut holes in the flak jacket?
Well, there'll still be a swimsuit competition, right?
Yeah.
Can't you just cut nipple holes?
Who knows what that'll involve?
Just let her nips come out?
Why is that getting me excited talking about flak jackets and nipple holes?
Big Israeli nipples coming out?
Mystery.
Women in uniform. Timothy McVeigh's execution could wind up on the internet legally.
No way. I heard this. There's no way this is going
to
happen.
Company that wants to webcast the execution is in court today using the First Amendment for its argument.
Yeah, right.
The federal officials are trying to get the case
dismissed. Hey, that's a good one, Mike.
Hey, Phil Donahue did it. It didn't work. It doesn't work. It's been done before. Well, they say broadcasting the
event. It's a good amendment, though.
But the First Amendment?
Yeah.
First Amendment is good.
The best.
That argument doesn't work, though, for broadcasting executions. Well, there's more to it than that, and it's an interesting argument they're making. The feds are saying that broadcasting the event could incite other prisoners to riot, to violence. violence. That's the concern that they're presenting to the court. But the company is offering the statement of a former prison warden who says he doesn't think the government's right about that. So it sounds like the case will come down to that issue.
Here's what they're going to say to Timothy McVeigh.
You are the weak thing. Goodbye.
Bring her in.
Yeah.
Bring her in to throw the switch.
No, hook her up.
Yeah, right.
Make two needles.
A package deal.
Coming out of the one tube with the bad stuff in it.
You are the weak thing. Goodbye. Oh, I'm dying.
Mississippi is the last state to use the Confederate battle symbol prominently in its flag.
I'd like to buy a summer place.
And today, voters are turning out in droves to vote whether to keep it. The governor's worried the flag could hurt the state's economy. Last year, South Carolina removed the Confederate flag from its Capitol dome, and Georgia made the symbol on its state flag smaller.
I know that Rob is very opposed to all of those moves.
Yeah, but he's holding out hope that Mississippi is the last bastion.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
You love Mississippi, don't you?
I got a beautiful A-frame down there.
Ah, basically away.
TV preacher Pat Robertson, who's usually staunchly anti-abortion, is apparently willing to look the other way when it comes to China. On CNN, Robertson said that Chinese leaders who are forcing women to have abortions are, and I quote, doing what they have to do. Robertson,
here's the sound of a Chinese abortion clinic, incidentally. Now, you're gonna note whenever the guy given the abortion, whenever he completes it, and I don't know if it's crude,
uh-huh,
he's going in with a hanger or whatever, but listen now. There's the woman,
and the doctor's coming in now.
Where's
the doctor again?
It
sounds strangely like our negotiator.
Now they're totally different. Now again, he's preparing for another abortion.
Because
you're
the
now. She has questions.
That
is the lay of the land, my friend.
Dr. Giggles.
Booyah!
Pat Robertson says he doesn't agree with the policy, but he doesn't think outsiders should interfere. And quoting again, they've got 1.2 billion people and they don't know what to do. He says that if every family in China were allowed to have 3 or 4 children, the country couldn't sustain its population. Steven Spielberg has resigned from the Boy Scouts Advisory Board because of its discrimination against gays.
Yeah.
Quoting the filmmaker, the last few years have deeply saddened me to see the Scouts actively and publicly participating in discrimination. It's a real shame. Quoting Boy Scout officials, every group has its standards. The Girl Scouts have a rule you have to be a girl. Spielberg helped write the requirements for the Scouts' cinematography merit badge.
You're going to make me a bigot if I say there's just something about
what that?
Boy Scouts and that. I don't know.
I don't think
sexuality and Boy Scouts should go together.
What does that make you a bigot?
I don't know. I mean, it just disturbs me. It bothers me. And
why does it bother you?
I don't want to go into detail, and you've made me late already.
Why is this making you feeling uncomfortable? Is it bringing back memories? From Weeblos?
Yes!
Weeblos.
Would you call them Weeblos or Weeblos?
Weeblos.
Weeblos.
Weeblos, the Scoutmaster, every single night.
Oh, dear.
It was dreamy.
It just, I mean, Stephen, I love your movies, but man, it's just when you bring gay or not gay, any question of sexuality coming into scouting is weird. Right.
I guess it's partly because some of the Scouts are like 19, 20 years old, at least in Boy Scouts.
See, that's wrong right
those
there.
Those are man Scouts, Bob. Those are not Boy Scouts. That's like calling the Beach Boys a Beach Boy. They're not Beach Man.
Well, it takes like that long to get your Eagle badge, doesn't it? Or to become an Eagle Scout?
I know, you can become an Eagle Scout at a much younger age.
They're the Backstreet Boy. They're the Backstreet Man. You can't get your Eagle badge until you've got full pubic hair. That's a fact.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, that's a fact.
Get your sodomy badge.
It creeps me.
And what would Billy Crystal say about this? Spike Lee says Babe Ruth was apparently part African-American. Turns out that's been a theory since the 1920s.
I don't know what Billy Crystal would say, but I know Rob Spiewak is mighty upset about that statement.
Yeah, run down the street just going, lies, lies.
Writing an article for Gotham Magazine, Spike Lee investigated. He checked the references in the 1993 book Baseball Anecdotes. He talked to scientists, baseball legends, and baseball historians. He says none of them could give him a straight answer. He says he's been told that a tissue sample would be needed to find out for sure, and Lee says he has no intention of campaigning to dig up the babe's body.
Would somebody tell Spike Lee to stop worrying about all this crap and maybe try to make a movie that's remotely funny?
Very good. And Hank Aaron says digging up Babe Ruth would never happen anyway. Quoting him, they don't want that revealed, that there could be an ounce of black blood in him.
Who doesn't want it revealed?
They.
Who's they?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, ask Hank Aaron. I think he means the white devil.
Okay, all right.
I believe that's what he means.
Okay. I say, what does it matter?
Exactly.
What does it matter? Dig him up.
I'll tell you what. Hire him.
Stuff him.
Hired him just as queer as a $4 bill when he was in the Boy Scouts. Mr. Babe Ruth was.
Well, Babe loved the Babe.
Showed me his Louisville flogger. Come here. Look at this. You've got pubic hair. You could be an Eagle Scout.
Wow.
Come here right now, Buzz. Hold on, please.
All right.
We got a break. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too.
Well.
Now let's talk about the game.
God freaking damn it.
Right, Brian?
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, tomorrow, the Cooter Shooter. Oh, my goodness. Live here in our studio, girl trying to shoot a banana 7 feet out of her cooter. You'll hear it on the radio. We'll take pictures of it. You'll see it on the website, www.donandmikefans.com. Wow. Thursday, a history-making day. Backward show.
Yeah.
Just be listening. Everything's backwards. The end of the show is at the beginning. The beginning of the show is at the end.
You might be confused. You might be delighted.
And in the middle of all of it on Thursday, a celebrity... A celebrity-studded edition of Match Game 2001.
Right. Interesting word choice there. A celebrity stud, huh?
Perhaps more than one.
Wow.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Weakest Link beat the CBS comedies in last night's ratings race. In fact, it gave NBC its best night since the Olympics last
night. You are the Weakest Link. Goodbye.
Hope they enjoyed it.
The new game show did even better in its second half hour than it did in the first.
I guarantee it'll tank tonight.
It was a gamble for NBC, which was the last on the table with a reality or game show, especially risky since it's a British import with a British host.
What's on tonight? Let me see. Against... Well, you know what? It might do all right tonight.
What's it up against? Against?
Well, Dark Angel. I like Dark Angel.
Good show.
60 Minutes 2. Mm-hmm. What about Joan Cusack?
Mm-hmm.
So it might do all right.
Yeah, it could.
And they're turning it a half hour later, so if you watch this, it's going to screw up with your NYPD Blue.
Right.
They're doing a little Ted Turner thing, and it's following Frasier, isn't it? So it's going to have a nice lead-in.
Right. Frasier!
Right.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's no surprise that men are more inclined to surf the net for porn, but a new survey shows that just as true, women are more likely to engage in cyber sex.
He was a whore.
More likely than men.
Really?
A Texas A&M professor surveyed over 500 college students. Nearly 44% of the students say they did use the internet for accessing sexually explicit material. Over half the men said they did. Over a third of the women admitted it, but only 3% of the students say they do this frequently. Most said they did it out of curiosity, but nearly
right.
1 in 5 say they did it to become aroused.
Right.
Booyah!
Students were twice as likely to observe a chat room than they were to participate in one.
They're lying about that whole thing.
They're all lying.
Yeah, everything that they just said was a big crop of BS.
I'm curious.
It really was, yeah. I only look at the chat room once in a while.
Just curious.
I've only had cyber sex once in a while.
That's always the lie, you know. What's everybody so excited about? I just had to take a look at it.
Yeah, right. Get your jerk on.
God. There was a time when guys would have competed seriously for Madonna's underwear.
Ah, well.
Booyah!
But will the material girls' undergarments make money this week when they go up for bids online?
I smell sulfur.
The
real...
The bustier she wore in her early career is the big item, complete with makeup and perspiration stains, and her autograph.
How do you get makeup on your bra?
If you're Madonna.
She had those pointy cone things, and she'd probably hit her chin on them a couple of times.
Maybe it's from when she dated Dennis Rodman. There's also a studded leather peekaboo bra and an autographed G-string. Yesterday, two of the naughtier pictures from her book, Sex, went for nearly $1,500.
Inky stay, oozy pay. One more, please, Buzz.
Okay, let's do this.
This one.
Yes, in Miami, a volunteer coach for a youth football team is suing the league for suspending him. The coach is out for running up the score in the Pop Warner League's national championship game. His Sun Devils beat a team from Washington, D.C. last December in the so-called Midget Division Super Bowl. That involves 13- and 14-year-olds, their name, not mine. The final score on national television, 56-6. The coach is suing because he says his suspension is really aimed at keeping his team from winning a third straight title.
Booyah!
Where's the coach? He didn't get a fair hearing. The league says rules are rules and that he broke the one that requires coaches to rein in a team that has a huge lead.
56-3 is bad. There certainly have been, well, not peewee teams, but there have been.
I mean, I would say if you go over that 60 mark,
yeah,
that's not in the NFL, too, but right. It's kind of weird
all
that
he
got 56 points.
All right, well, thank you, Buzz.
You're back.
Thank you for the news and the comments. Time now for a call 100 in the prize package selected especially for you. Please be assertive now.
And that 13 and 14-year-olds. I mean, heck, some of those kids are eligible.
Be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Tasting faintly of salt, the Don and Mike Show.
Ooh. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the deadline for NFL restricted free agents to talk with other teams has passed. And it looks like Sean Barber will be staying with the Washington Redskins.
Sean Barber!
Word is the linebacker was in talks with another team as late as yesterday afternoon, but got no offer sheet.
Sean Barber!
The Skins would have till Friday to match any offer.
How are you, Sean?
The team's other unsigned restricted free agent Barber. Is tailback Skip Hicks.
It's good! He's good!
I don't like him.
Hey!
This is Sam Huff.
Hey, where's my pancake?
Sean Barber.
For the first time in its history, the NBA Players Association has...
The man in motion. The quarterback goes back to throw to the wideout. Caught by the man in motion at the 40. He's at the 30. That's Art Monk. No, excuse me, Albert Connell.
Who cut the cheese, Sam?
Excuse me, Michael Westbrook with the reception.
Sean Barber.
Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
Hey, I play for the Giants.
Where's my automobile?
For the first time in its history, the NBA Players Association has fined an agent.
Wow.
Eric Fleischer, who once represented Detroit Pistons forward Joe Smith, says he'll pay the $57,000 fine and accept a 6-month suspension for negotiating an illegal secret contract for Smith with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There he is. And finally, the fire chief in Washington, D.C. says he'll continue his crackdown on long hair and beards for safety reasons. The department allows its firefighters to have shoulder-length hair and facial hair that's a quarter inch long or less. The chief says change is never easy and that he's actually enforcing a code that was set up 4 years ago. But the chief is also ordering his firefighters to start wearing uniform sleepwear. He says some of the guys are feeling uncomfortable about what some of the other guys are or aren't wearing.
You know, why doesn't this prick just back off? As I was screaming a couple of weeks ago, these are the guys, when your house is on fire,
right.
These guys come into the fire to put it out.
Right.
They save your life. Don't bust their balls about if they got beards or if they have long hair or if they want to sleep in their underpants or sleep in the nude together.
You know who they really might go and get to see?
Who?
Obama!
Sean Barber!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yes,
I'm hungry.
I played for the Giants.
So firemen all sleep together.
Yeah. And I'm making pancakes right now. Turn down the man in motion. Catches the pass to the right, Baker right left. Touchdown, Washington Redskins.
On for a cigar.
It's time for the 100th caller. To relax, though. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, caller 100.
Yes, right. That's you. Hi, what's your name?
Romeo.
Where are you from, my friend?
Fresno, Virginia.
You have won the 61 prize pack. Don't miss the HBO film 61. true story of the gay love affair between Mickey Mantle and Billy Crystal.
They're quite familiar.
That's also featuring Roger Maris. It's the story of the home run race between Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris, 61. You've also won a free pay-per-view of the movie Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty.
Love that movie. It's a real good one with Renee Zellweger on Cox Cable, now playing on pay-per-view. Enjoy, my friend, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thanks a lot. It's Don and Mike. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Great show. Love your show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. We got to go see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Rob.
Hello, Don.
Hello. The man in motion will please throw his officer's hat in the air just like sit. Oops. Tyler Moore.
You
be square.
Almost that time. I play for the
Giants. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.